is listening.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell announced yesterday the Fed is cutting its key rate by a quarter point.
With today's action, we have lowered our policy rate by a full percentage point from its peak, and our policy stance is now significantly less restrictive. We can therefore be more cautious as we consider further adjustments to our policy rate.
The Federal Reserve now envisions two rate cuts next year, not the four they predicted back in September. President-elect Donald Trump says he has problems with the continuing resolution worked out by congressional leaders to fund the government through March 14th of next year.
House and Senate leaders struck a deal that would have kept the government funded into March and avoided a shutdown set to begin Friday. Trump rejected the measure as full of giveaways to Democrats, and Elon Musk had whipped up outrage on social media, writing "Kill the Bill" on X and threatening primary challenges against anyone who voted for it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel launched two waves of airstrikes on Yemen overnight, its military acknowledging carrying out the strikes on three ports in Yemen and energy sites in Sana'a, saying it was targeting infrastructure used by the Houthi rebels to stage their attacks in the Red Sea. Police say the shooter who killed a student and teacher at a religious school in Wisconsin this week brought two guns to the school. The 15-year-old girl also was in contact with a man in California, who authorities say was planning to attack a government building. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says workers at seven Amazon facilities are beginning a strike this morning. The union says the workers are joining the picket line after Amazon ignored a December 15th deadline the union set for contract negotiations. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 181 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by Four King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie Grant.
Joy to the world.
Along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Licato, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
Com. Good morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Number of problems already at both the tunnels this morning. First off, the new problem, southbound 95 Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's an accident south of the left tube in the left-hand lane, so the left tunnel right now only has the right lane open. The right tube is open with both lanes. Minor backup now. If it stays here for a while, we'll start to see a delay as you're coming south on 95. From Keith Avenue. We had problems early with a broken down vehicle in the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's recovering. That happened at 5:20. And just 10 minutes ago, there was a vehicle broken down northbound coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel that is now on the shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Colder for the end of the week, even colder this weekend with highs in the 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today, middle to upper 40s. Down around or below freezing tonight, cloudy Friday, a slight chance for a rain or snow shower during the day tomorrow. Highs in the low to middle part of the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen 38 degrees, downtown Baltimore is 43 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore Police say one man is dead, another wounded, following separate shootings in the city on Wednesday afternoon. Officers called to the 2600 block of East Chase Street shortly after 3 p.m., where they found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital. He was pronounced dead. Just before 5 p.m., police called to a hospital where a shooting victim turned up for treatment. According to investigators, the 33-year-old was shot in the 3700 block of Dennis Avenue, and he is in stable condition. Baltimore County Police investigating a shots fired incident and a stabbing near the scene of Tuesday's mass shooting on Lock Raven Boulevard. Police were called to the Wycombe Way for a report of shots fired. They detained four persons of interest. Security video from a Lock Raven Road business shows the fiery vehicle crash linked to Tuesday's mass shooting in Towson. Footage had been posted online showing a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and crashing into a funeral home before catching fire. And an Anavala County man has been sentenced for dumping 250,000 scrap tires in Allegheny County. 48-year-old Michael Osei of Hanover has pled guilty to 17 environmental crimes in October, including operating a scrap tire facility without a license and improper handling of waste. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3452, your pick 4-3023. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Comments from both the Ravens and Steelers on keys to victory as Saturday showdown now. Just 2 days away at M&T Bank Stadium, first Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton offering a simple word of wisdom from John Harbaugh on how to do this.
Coach Harbaugh always tells us we have to learn how to not lose games before we can win games. So it's very true in the sport, and you know, it's stuff which we have to clean up, and we know we will.
So frustrating to watch this talented team make the mistakes that they do. Meanwhile, the Steelers quarterback, Russell Wilson, on setting the tone for Saturday's game.
We've got to be able to calm the nerves early and the excitement and to be able to, you know, play and think clearly and efficiently and effectively, but yet play with an edge. I think that's really important.
And right now, Vegas giving the edge to the Ravens, a 6.5-point favorite on Saturday. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Falcons have benched Kirk Cousins in his $180 million contract in favor of first-round draft pick Michael Penix. And Week 16 in the NFL gets underway tonight. Playoff seeding implications. Broncos at Chargers. By the way, if the playoffs were to begin today, the Ravens would be at Houston in the wild card round. Coming up at 6:35, UMBC gives Georgia Tech a run for its money. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Thursday, December the 19th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm ready for Christmas.
Join the conversation 410-922-6680 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And your top stories coming up in this hour include, there's a new juvenile services report out that says there are fewer victims, but unfortunately, more shootings.
People just have to do their jobs more effectively and more collaboratively.
Is that a film?
Also coming up during the course of this hour, Josh Hawley and the head of the NCAA on exactly what they believe in when it comes to women's sports.
A total of five women's volleyball teams, all had to forfeit seven games in their conference play, NCAA conference play this past year. Women's teams, because a biological male under your rules was playing on a rival's team.
But a top story here today is the so-called CR, the continuing resolution, which was really an omnibus bill, a Christmas tree of Democrat giveaways, is dead. It's been killed. We'll tell you who's responsible for that in just a second. But the nearly 1,600-page, quote-unquote, continuing resolution bill is basically a bill to fund government. That's what a CR is. However, only approximately 10 pages of it is the funding mechanism. The rest is all regulatory construct, an attempt to circumvent the Trump administration and position the federal government to defend against structural changes President Trump was intending to initiate. It was a poison pill for the Trump-Vance administration. And, of course, there's a section of approximately 500 pages that spends and directs $100 billion for disaster relief for Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and western North Carolina following the devastating hurricane last season. The disaster relief portion should have been a standalone bill to be included but they included it in this massive omnibus spending package that it was just they did that in order to create votes to support it and force people like APL, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, to vote for this madness. Well, thank God Elon Musk took to X and said, anybody that votes for this bill, you will be primaried. What'd I say yesterday?
Yep.
Remember what they did in the Senate? So Elon Musk started, of course. Trump came out against it. Vance came out against it. And the MAGA grassroots came out against it. And that's why the bill is dead. And, of course, you had some conservatives like, Eric Burleson of Missouri calling it a dumpster fire.
It's a total dumpster fire. I think it's garbage. This is what Washington, D.C. has done. This is why I ran for Congress to try to stop this. And sadly, this is happening again. I think that it's shameful that people that celebrate Doge coming in, and yet we're going to vote for another $1 billion to be added to the deficit. And so it's ironic.
Yeah, it's more than ironic. But this is the swamp. This is how the swamp votes to survive. They know Doge is coming in. They know they're going to be spending cuts. So they load as much up front that Trump would have to deal with all the way through next June before he had an opportunity. This proves to me that Speaker Johnson is done. He is a Democrat toady. He is a protector of the swamp. He needs to go. And as of January 3rd, when the new Congress reconvenes, hopefully he will be gone.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More on that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More of this guy, too. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Number of problems early today at the Harbor Tunnels. First off, the wreck on 95 in the Fort McHenry Tunnel just cleared to the left-hand shoulder on the southbound side of 95. At the left tube. So both lanes are now open again. Four lanes moving. But get this, 95 already here at 6:15 this morning is backed up and almost dead stopped back to Moravia Road. 895 had problems early at 5:20 this morning with a broken down vehicle. That started the backup, and that backup on 895 is still there. It's working its way south from Moravia Road. The broken down vehicle northbound coming out of the old Harbor Tunnel made it to the shoulder. The northbound traffic there has recovered and we're okay. It looks like there might be an incident now in Howard County and Columbia. Some limited lanes around the ramp at Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny today, 47. The expected high right now, 80s, 37 and clear in Annapolis, 36 in the city. Time for some one-liner news for today. Donald Trump has a new shorter haircut. Did you see the video that went viral? But I don't think it's so much of a haircut as I think he had hair.
Had hair?
Yeah.
He was coming off the golf course and just looking at you like just taking his head off. You know, when they hired Elon and Vivek to make some cuts, I don't think they were thinking about those kinds of cuts, right?
Maybe he's a part-time barber.
Exactly. 1,600-year-old stone tablet, which had inscribed in it the Ten Commandments, had just been purchased at auction for $5 million. Wow. You know, just amazing. But it would be double the price if they were able to find that mysterious 11th commandment.
Yes. Thou shalt not criticize the Republicans.
In Chuck's world, thou shalt not pay cash.
Yes.
You know? Tom Cruise has received U.S.
Yeah.
Paybacks are hell. Long way to go.
Yes, yes, there is. Yes. Tom Cruise has been receiving U.S. Navy's top civilian honor. He was given the Navy Distinguished Public Service Award for his unwavering support for his naval recruitment. They sang Top Gun and Maverick. Both they saw major increases in spikes in enlistment after those movies came out.
Very cool.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah. Of course, a lot of those guys thought they were going to be playing beach volleyball, but
they're not. That's Air Force.
Yeah. Walmart is now equipping some of their employees with body cameras. Did you see that story?
No.
Yeah. So they're supposedly to stop or to discourage shoplifting, but I think it really is to fund the pictures on the people of Walmart.
Wall Martians.
Yeah. Gotta have more.
Beautiful.
It's a never-ending source of entertainment for me.
It certainly
is. I know. It is a classic. And you go, this has got to be made up. People have got to be dressing up intentionally just to go and get their pictures on the people of Walmart. But
I used to think so, too, but yeah. No longer.
But no.
Yeah. No.
The Vatican in Rome is on the brink of bankruptcy due to a dramatic decline in global donations. So now we are hearing that.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With the millions and millions and millions of dollars of art they have,
well,
there,
they'll have to
sell a piece or two for it.
Well, but they don't want to sell that art because it's very historic. So now they're going to Pope.
Sure. Really?
Pope merchandise. There's Pope soap on a rope. Mm-hmm. And you can get some Christmas Pope Puri.
Pope Puri?
Pope Puri.
How about a Pope watch? I hear the Trump watch is being advertised a lot.
Or the new gold Pope sneakers.
Yes.
Yep. Pope Cicola.
Yeah. Pope Cicola's a good one.
Pope watch with the big glass dome like he has in the Pope mobile.
Right. Again, of course, the problem with the hats used to sell like hotcakes before ceiling fans. Ceiling fans killed the Pope hat to market.
You can't have a big day at a stadium because you can't see anything.
Yeah, the mitre. It's like going to church behind church ladies. You can't see the minister.
What do you think is the most popular rock band tattoo out there today?
AC/DC.
No. That's what I would have guessed that, but it's not. Would you say, Chuck?
Stones.
The Stones? Yeah, that's a good guess. No, Pink Floyd.
No.
Pink Floyd is the number
diamond
one.
And the... Yeah. Is it the prism with the lights coming out one side?
I think it's the mother tattoo.
The mother tattoo?
Yeah, I think it's the mother tattoo. I don't know. Today is re-gifting day. Did you know that?
Already?
And apparently, jingle sells. Over 2.5 million Marylanders are preparing to re-gift their Christmas presents. Now, Christmas hasn't happened yet, so these must be Christmas presents from last year.
Yeah. Right.
So, have you ever re-gifted? I have never re-gifted.
I have not.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I just got one from Bruce.
I do, too.
Did you like that toaster oven?
Toaster oven. That was an easy baked missile.
Yeah, I think Gary Stein got one, too.
He got
a Stein, okay?
Gary's Stein,
He got a beer Stein.
Nice.
But I have
so
never...
original.
I know.
Yeah.
No. Babe Ruth was on his crate.
So,
it's hilarious.
Question. Which is more embarrassing, okay? You know the Lockdown Larry story where he videotaped the drones over his
Orion's
home
belt.
In Davidsonville, and now it turns out to be, astronomers, it was a constellation. Or this story. Doug Mastriano, remember him?
Yes.
From Pennsylvania, ran for governor. He's a state senator. He posted on social media about the federal government's mishandling of unidentified drones. He shared a photo of a supposedly downed drone.
Oh.
But he failed to recognize this was the picture of the drone that he posted. Does that look familiar to you? That's a Star Wars prop. And he says, yeah, I knew it all the time. I was just kidding.
Just trolling.
I was just trolling. So don't know if we believe that one or not, but which is more embarrassing, Mastriano's Star Wars prop or Lockdown Larry's?
Lockdown Larry.
Yeah, he wins automatically. Yes. No contest. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right.
Appreciate it. By the way, what was in this bill? This monstrous CR bill, it was a $75,000 pay raise for members of Congress.
Yeah, well, they're struggling anyway. I mean, yeah.
Listen, like, they really did such a great bang-up job over the last 4 years. Fools. Gain-of-function research, 12 new biolabs. There was mask and vaccine mandates, vaccine passport mandates, as they reauthorize the pandemic preparedness and blah, 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 blah efforts. So massive congressional pay raises. $60 billion more to Ukraine. There was the sports stadium funding for the Redskins.
Redskins stadium, yeah.
In D.C. Don't need that in there. Congress blocking subpoenas for their data. So when people would want to subpoena members of Congress, they would be immune from those subpoenas.
Yeah,
I think that's unconstitutional.
Including the J6 folks.
Right. Corrupt emergency powers. Legal process quashing. Expansion of the government censorship center. Oh, and here's one. The funding for molasses inspection. That's an important
thank
one.
Thank God. I've been worried about that so much.
Woke term changes. Offender becomes justice-involved individual.
I'm sorry. That's just ludicrous.
Transparency in concert ticket pricing. Elimination of the word homeless. You can no longer use that in the United States. Allowing lawmakers to opt out of Obamacare. So the rest of us have to suffer under it. But they would opt out. And here's one that Chuck is really interested in. The feral swine eradication program.
Oh, yeah.
So he's known for his feral swine and cheese parties.
Yeah.
6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey Ann Elliott.
I think the spelling's different there, Sean. I'm not sure. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you right now. Homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have now in their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. But if you spot your dream home, you want your dream home, and you could get a rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home in order to move? You said yes. Listen up, folks. As Vinny Steele has something for you. I've talked with Vinny a number of times about his application of technology to the real estate marketing systems, and it's amazing. Today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So if you're planning to sell your home now or in the future, why work with just any agent who sells your home like they did 20 years ago? Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is different. He has the buyers, he has the tech, and he has the guarantees to help you sell fast and for the most money. So do what I would do if I were to sell my home, and that is to call Maryland's real estate expert. That's Vinny Steele. He's not just another agent. Call the only agent I would trust, Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Good morning at 6:23 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic over the on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Big delays of both the Harvard tunnels, even though all the lanes are open. The problem is right now there's a wreck coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're in the painted out area. So all four lanes are open. Back up on 95 is all the way back to the city county line at Moravia Road. 895 southbound earlier had problems at 520 this morning, and that has not recovered. That's backed up beyond Pulaski Highway and stretching back towards Moravia Road. So already here we are at 625, and we're looking at least a half an hour delay in the heavy traffic southbound. That's barring any new problems, and of course we'll keep an eye on both of those. I think the situation is cleared. Whatever the problem was at Route 32 and Broken Land Parkway, that's cleared now in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be partly sunny today, 47. Right now, clear 35 in Bel Air, 36 in Pasadena. So right after this crap sandwich, as Chip Roy has described this omnibus bill. Well, by the way, Speaker Johnson said no more omnibuses. And Speaker Johnson said he was only in favor of clean CRs. None of this, same old, same old. And the guy just broke every promise, everywhere. So he can't be trusted. I don't think you can trust Mike Johnson with a Trump agenda. I don't know why Trump trusts him, but I can't. I can't trust him. And Chip Roy says they're not serious in Washington.
We're adding $330 billion in literally totally unpaid for additional deficit spending just since November 5th in 45 days. I don't see how that's doing what we're supposed to be doing.
How much of the blame falls on the Speaker?
I mean, right now we'll keep trying to move forward. The conference itself owns this, right? And the conference needs to decide whether we're actually serious about spending. And they talk about, well, we got to do mandatory spending reform and bend the curve. But we just voted on a $200 billion shift of dollars in Social Security that's going to shorten the time when Social Security expires or goes bankrupt. We're just fundamentally unserious about spending. And as long as you got a blank check, you can't shrink government. If you can't shrink government, you can't live free.
Do you plan on supporting the Speaker in January?
Yeah, well, he said, went on to say that you have to wait and see how that vote would come out. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she nailed it when she said this is not a continuing resolution.
Well, it's really turning into, it's not a CR, which is a continuation of the budget. It's turning into an omnibus, is what it sounds like to me, where they're packing in, everybody's packing in what they want here and there, and using the pressure in the situation of the government shutdown. Of course, tragically, farmers are being dangled. Americans that suffer through natural disasters, they're being dangled with disaster relief. And I think that's incredibly unfair. And you know, think about it like this: if this is going to turn into a 3-month omnibus, basically, then why aren't we doing the heavy lifting on, the upcoming debt ceiling situations that we have to deal with in March, government funding? But no, and we don't have any bill text. I have no idea what's in the CR except just basic things that we were told in there. And then reading often you guys' X accounts because somehow y'all magically know things oftentimes more quicker than I do.
Yeah, 1,600-page bill that was, I think, going to violate the 72-hour rule as well, which was something Johnson had promised. And Andy Biggs from Arizona says, look, this is how Washington works. The disaster relief should have been clean and standalone, but no, they roll it in so they can get all their little goodies.
This week we're supposed to vote on a continuing resolution which will keep spending money out the wazoo for another 3 months. Because we can't do an annual budget. That's Congress's problem. The problem that goes with it, of course, is that we have a structural deficit that keeps a mounting national debt going. And this particular CR is now being laden with all kinds of policy issues that are being thrown into the mix to create an effectively an omnibus bill.
Yeah, well, Hakeem Jeffries, otherwise known as Dollar Store Obama, he's out there saying blaming Republicans. So there's going to be a shutdown. I think there is going to be a federal government shutdown.
Yeah, which will be blamed on the GOP.
But again,
justifiably this time.
Well, I don't know if it's just. I mean, look, this is it's the swamp. You can blame it on.
Yeah,
it's not the
GOP.
It's not MAGA.
It's not MAGA.
Thank God for Elon Musk and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and others, because this thing is a and he was right when he called it a dumpster fire. So. I think Speaker Johnson must go on January 3rd. We need a new speaker, one who's up to the job.
Yep.
629, I want to tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. The Deck the Hall holiday sale is ongoing all the way through the end of this month. So got about 2 weeks left in the Deck the Hall's holiday sale. Every single Rescue Natural Supplement has been marked down at the website, res-q.com. Some up to 78% off. So if you want to get a jump start on your New Year's resolution if it comes to health. We want you to repair your health. We want you to maintain your health, leading more a heart-healthy lifestyle. We've got supplements to help you in all the areas of your concern, whether it's weight loss or falling asleep, staying asleep, or lowering your cholesterol or regulating your blood pressure or having more energy. Any and all of your health concerns can be handled through Rescue's natural nutraceuticals, or what we call them. And right now, up to 78%. So either go on the website, res-q.com, or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's 6:30, time for news headlines, and here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Edinburgh County man has been sentenced for dumping 250,000 scrap tires in Allegheny County. 48-year-old Michael Osei, that's O-S-E-I, of Hanover, pled guilty to 17 environmental crimes in October, including operating a scrap tire facility without a license and improper handling of waste. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison with all but 45 days suspended. He was also ordered to pay $250,000 in restitution to the Allegheny County Council Commissioners and a fine of $300,000, though that fine was suspended. Baltimore police say one man dead, another wounded following separate shootings in the city on Wednesday afternoon. Officers called to the 2600 block of East Chase Street shortly after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. Victim was taken to a hospital. He was pronounced dead on arrival. Just before 5 p.m., police were called to a hospital where the shooting victim turned out for treatment. This shooting victim, 33-year-old guy, was shot in the 3700 block of Denison. He is in stable condition. Baltimore County Police investigating a shots-fired incident and a stabbing right near the scene of Tuesday's mass shooting on Lock Raven Boulevard. Police were called to the Wycombe Way area for a report of shots fired. They detained four persons of interest. Police say they have not located a shooting victim. Officers also responded to a robbery and stabbing in the area of Pleasant Plains Road and Yacona Road. Victim suffered an injury to his arm and was taken to a hospital, and three juveniles are suspected in that case. And security video from Lock Raven Road business shows the fiery vehicle crash linked to Tuesday's mass shooting in Towson. Footage has been posted online showing a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and crashing into a funeral home before catching fire. 6:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next,
diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979 or biglou.com.
Pick 3, lottery number 452. Your pick 43023. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The new wrinkle now on I-95 southbound, in addition to the backup we had earlier going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Report now of a broken down vehicle. Might be a tractor trailer. It's a little bit dark. Can't quite tell. But all the activity is 95 south under the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So that's the reason now that that section of 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. When you get to Eastern Avenue, stay to the right, you'll go through, then it's a lot better now from there into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The problem is 895 gets the word of that backup, and the old Harbor Tunnel is still delayed from Moravia Road going into the tunnel. And keep in mind, once you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there's some activity with an accident in the Painted Out area southbound on the left side of the southbound left tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Colder for the end of the week, even colder this weekend with highs in the 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today, middle to upper 40s. Down around or below freezing tonight, cloudy Friday, a slight chance for a rain or snow shower during the day tomorrow. Highs in the low to middle part of the 40s.
meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar Jackson under the microscope on Saturday. While this may not qualify as the big one, the question still remains, can Lamar win a big one? Can he beat the Steelers? Offensive coordinator Todd Monken was asked, is there something specific that Pittsburgh does that stymies Lamar?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many games he's played against them. I mean, I had a sample size and how many at home. You know, you play them on the road, that's a tough environment. We all can coach better, play better, and play better around him. That's what you do. That's what you do as a team.
Lamar's numbers not good. We've mentioned them before, but it bears worth repeating. 5 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, quarterback rating worst against Pittsburgh among any other team that he's faced in the National Football League. Most important record is 1-4. Meanwhile, Steelers' Cameron Hayward heaping praise on Lamar yesterday.
Lamar is the most electric guy in the league right now. The shiftiness, you know, the play extension, he's second to none in that regard.
Injury situation with 1 day of practice to go. Of concern now for Baltimore, Justice Hill was added to the DNP list yesterday, alongside Nelson Agholor and Jalen Armour-Davis. For the Steelers, neither George Pickens nor Deshaun Elliott have been practicing all week. Cameron Hayward continues to rest, and T.J. Watt was upgraded to limited. He should be able to play on Saturday. On Capitol Hill Tuesday, NCAA President Charlie Baker was grilled on the NCAA's policy regarding trans participation in female sports. Bruce Elliott will handle that in a minute. But testimony was also given on the negative impact that legalized sports betting has had on both college and professional sports.
Sports gambling has increased levels of fan engagement, but has introduced more stress, new mental health challenges, and has increased the number of threats and incidents of harassment to both amateur and professional athletes.
So said Johnson Batamosi, a former Stanford University player and a 9-year NFL veteran. Batamosi would go on to say that legalized sports betting has put additional pressure on athletes to perform that has negatively impacted athletes' mental health. NCAA President Charlie Baker is asking Congress to ban prop betting in college sports. It is legal now in 38 states and the District of Columbia. Local college basketball last night. This was an interesting game in Atlanta. UMBC and Georgia Tech. The Retrievers trailed by as much as 22 points in the first half, but they never called it quits.
Regimontis Tunis going to work on George. Kicks out. Bryce Johnson, a three. Splash! Down.
Call courtesy of the ACC Network. UMBC's Bryce Johnson's bucket cut it to 6 with 2 minutes to play. But Georgia Tech holds on for the win. 91-82 was the final. Johnson led all scorers with 21 points. Here's a sidebar on Georgia Tech. 2 players in the starting lineup, Ryan Mutombo and Jaden Mustaf, are the sons of Dikembe Mutombo and Gerard Mustaf. The younger Mutombo is also 7'2". And a further sidebar, both Dikembe and Gerard Mustaf passed away within 1 month of each other earlier this year. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's time to play Name That Voice.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
When I took this job a few months ago, I didn't realize that I'd have to work with you two guys.
Yeah,
you know that's the problem. Now.
Well, we were on our best behavior when you you were interviewing.
Yeah,
for the first week,
first day. What are you talking about? I went home on Tuesday. I started Monday. I went home on Tuesday. I'm like, what the hell have I done? Anyway, so let's play Name That Voice here for a minute. I'm going to give you this
my
voice.
Favorite game.
Okay, yeah, and you're going to tell me who it is. Okay.
Right.
By the way, the first one has nothing to do with sports. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We will be on the ballot in all 50 states, but our strategy...
RFK. Junior?
Okay.
Yeah, RFK.
Okay, RFK. Now, you name this Junior. Voice. Okay, hold on 1 second. Because these two people have never been in the same room.
I mean, you just gotta... again, starts with us. Got to design it better. Got to be able to run the ball. Got to be able to stay ahead of the chains. Guys got to play well around him. Can't turn it over. Can't have penalties.
That's enough if you guys don't know it by now.
Is that the offensive coordinator?
The offensive coordinator.
Oh, the Ravens.
I mean, am I crazy or what?
Yeah.
Do those two voices?
I thought it was Joan Rivers, so I was way off.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Anyway, I thought you'd find that interesting.
Yes, it was.
They've never been in the same room together.
No, but Dr. RFK Jr. has something, I think it's called dysphonia or something. He's got an actual condition, but so this is just...
Yeah, this guy just screams a lot.
Yeah, Todd Monken. Yeah, right. He's hoarse from probably yelling a bunch of stuff all game. Like, no, don't throw the ball!
don't turn it over!
That's right.
Yelling a
don't
bunch
commit
of
that
stuff.
Penalty!
I love that. Yelling a bunch of stuff.
All right, Gary, thanks so much.
I think it's time for me to go.
All right, 6:39. Let's take a phone call here. Steve is in Reister's.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. I'm trying to keep it polite, but now's the time to push back on the government. There's no way we can shut it down, fix it now. We have all the fixes for at least 2 years, maybe four. The media has turned because Trump has an outlet. If it wasn't for Elon Musk and Trump with their media sites, they would have passed this bill yesterday.
Yeah.
Government is the problem. It is the bully in the room.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great point. Now is the time to draw the line in the sand. I mean, here you've just come over a great victory.
Right.
You've won the White House.
Yep.
You've controlled the House, barely. And you flipped the Senate. And Speaker Johnson does this?
Yeah.
He does this to become, what, more of a Democrat, Tody? More of a protector of the swamp? He's the Speaker of the Swamp. He needs to go. I'm sorry. We've seen his act now, and even Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, her support is beginning to wane. So we'll see.
Yeah, it strikes me that he's very much like that nice guy who lives down the block, who never gets involved in any neighborhood disputes and is always there to kind of mediate. And they find a middle ground that nobody likes. And that is exactly what he's found this time, a middle ground that nobody likes. Charlie Baker, who you just heard from a moment or two ago, is the head of the NCAA. And he took some grilling up on the Hill. Josh Hawley, you heard from he and Kennedy yesterday, John Kennedy yesterday. Josh Hawley really put the guy on the front burner and turned up the heat.
You're affirmatively permitting biological men and women's sports, but you said it's because of federal law. There's no federal law that requires it, right? The relevant federal law is Title IX, is it not? Your failure with Title IX.
If guidance on this issue from Title IX or guidance with respect to discrimination law would be
Title IX is already the law. Title IX says
federal judges have
it's
ruled
20 USC Section 1681A. By the way, let's just dispense with that canard. No federal court has ordered the NCAA to include biological men and women's sports.
Period. In other words, he was there in order to assemble. Hear the little chuckle he had in the middle of that question? Like, I'm so much more superior than you are that, you know, don't even bother questioning me because I am, after all, the head of the NCAA. Well, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Josh Hawley has this other gig with the U.S. Senate.
It's not true that the NCAA has been ordered by any court, number one. It's not true that federal law requires you to include biological males. In fact, Title IX explicitly says no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be denied the benefits of any educational program or activity receiving federal financial assistance.
And the solution, of course, that the NCAA proposes is, all right, we're going to let the guys dress in the women's locker room, and if the women aren't comfortable with it, they can find somewhere else to get dressed. Seriously. That seems to be their position. We're not going to say, well, you have 13, 14, 15 women in the locker room, and one dude wants to come in there and change. Well, he has the right to do that. Those women, screw them. They got to go find someplace else to dress. Seriously.
It's we've seen it before. We've seen the corporations go along with wokeism. The NCAA, same thing. And now we're watching as there's blowback and pushback against the wokeism. And I think it's just a matter of time before they come to their collective senses.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with it on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Has not been fun this morning early at both the Harper Tunnels. The accident, it turned out there was an accident southbound 95 at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's now to the shoulder, and I think they may have been clearing it. At least the lanes are back open again, but 95 is still backed up towards the city-county line. After that, after O'Donnell Street, a little better now going towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we'll keep an eye on that, see if it improves. In the meantime, 895 really never improved from earlier problems at 520 this morning, and 895 is still backed up to the bridge at Moravia Road. Very slow there going into the tunnel. The accident coming out of the left tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still in the painted out area. They're not paying too much attention there. Beltway, the west side delay is already there. It's solid from 795 all the way down across the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says partly sunny today, and it's going to be cooler, 47 tonight in the low 30s, then really cold after Friday. We might get some slight rain or snow shower on Friday and 44. But then on Saturday and Sunday, highs will only be in the 30s, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Here comes old man winter in with a vengeance. Right now it's 35 and mostly clear in Glen Burnie, 35 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name
of Bob Johnson.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups: candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Those are the four main food groups.
And the candy corns, they're almost shaped like the pyramid. So that's really good.
Yeah.
That's the food pyramid.
History lesson there.
Sure. I'm just amazed.
As a holiday promotion, fast casual burger chain Smash Burger is offering limited time. Buy one, get one free on any of its burgers through next Tuesday, Christmas Eve.
Wow.
So BOGO at Smash Burger.
Do you need an app for
you
that?
You do not. Just walk in.
Chuck, it's all yours, man.
Yeah.
All right.
This will be a tough deal for you, Chuck. Either the buy one, get one free Smash Burger, or McDonald's is offering a 10-piece order of chicken McNuggets for just $1.
Wow.
Through December 30th.
That's like a dime each, Chuck. You know?
The app on that one?
Nope.
No app.
Participating locations nationwide.
So he couldn't do both?
Yeah. No. Well, he could. Yeah. He could do both. Could,
but there are no Smash Burgers near where I am.
Okay. So you'd have to go for the Mickey D's.
I have to go around all the McDonald's and pick up as many as I can.
Yeah. BK Melts are returning to the Burger King menu for a limited time starting today. So you're a fan of the BK Melt? Good stuff. Remember the Patty Melts?
Yeah.
Very similar?
Yes, I know her. Yes.
Yeah, she used to work here, actually, I think.
She used to live in Irvington.
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to meet Chuck at Neptune's.
Yeah.
You know? They would melt together.
Oh, I see.
One cheese deserves another.
That's right. Something that Chuck always liked to be smothered. Taco Bell.
I worked at Waffle House for one summer.
Yes. My wife helped me out with my snoring issue some time ago. She had a way of solving it. She would wait until I started snoring, Chuck, and then she put a pillow over my face to kind of suppress the snoring.
Right.
It only took a couple of nights of that before I figured out that I really had to sleep on my side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe never mind.
Yes.
We'll keep it on the high ground.
I got the solution to that, a plastic bag and a rubber band.
Yes, there you go.
Taco Bell's opening up their new beverage-focused concept called, it is a Live Mas Cafe. Mas meaning more.
Mm.
So Live More Cafe, and all sorts of new beverages available at starting out in California. We'll see if it makes it back east. And finally, KFC. This is kind of an interesting concept. They're set to shake up the fast food scene with Saucy. It's a new dining concept launching tomorrow in Orlando, Chuck.
Mm, Saucy.
It's a chicken tenders focused restaurant. And you can get the chicken tenders in 11 signature sauces, include chimichurri ranch, spicy mango chutney, and smoky bacon ranch.
Saucy.
The tenders are hand-breaded and fried in small batches, and they're complemented by sides like toasted Hawaiian rolls, crinkle-cut fries, and coleslaw. Saucy. Saucy Johnson.
Yes.
Imagine we'll be picking up a new sponsor, traffic team, in the near future.
Something real soon.
Yeah. As we wait for other things.
You know why? Because
you know what I'm talking about.
Because Chuck Whitaker is saucy.
That's not my department, Chuck.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just, you know, that's why I said FYI. It didn't mean the first letter.
FYI. FYI.
But I will follow up for you in the interest of
I'm sure you will.
Holiday
sure
spirit. Thank you so much.
The holiday he's talking about is Arbor Day, so don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yes. Well, I mean, get it by Arbor Day.
That's not the only thing getting planted.
All right. I'll get to the root of the problem.
Thank you so much. He's got, which you, means he's not just doing his job. He's going to branch out into doing other things.
Sorry, I said anything. I'll take it back.
Maybe we should leave this bit alone.
Okay. Yes.
Kill him now.
Yes, we will. Right after the show. 6:49 It's 11 minutes after now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking about Josh Hawley grilling the NCAA president, Charlie Baker. And, of course, it was an interesting exchange yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Baker, who is the head of the NCAA, this guy was asked basically, how is this fair to women? I mean, Hawley was saying, look, you had all these teams forfeit. How is this fair?
A total of five teams, five women's volleyball teams, Wyoming, Southern Utah, Utah State, Nevada, and Boise State all forfeited, had to forfeit seven games in their conference play, NCAA conference play this past year, women's teams, because a biological male under your rules was playing on a rival's team. How is that not denying them the benefits of the sport? Why is this fair to women?
Yeah, seriously.
And when that issue went to federal court, the judge sided with participation.
It did not go to federal court. God, over and over again. And the guy's attitude, if you read body language and all that, the guy's attitude was so dismissive. Like, we're the NCAA. Why do I have to pay attention to you? I mean, I run this thing, man. You're just a senator. Who cares?
The NCAA did not go to court. No, that is not true.
The federal judge made the decision with respect to the issue you just raised.
Your rules have not been tried in federal court. And your rules explicitly permit biological males in women's sports. And I am asking you, why is that fair to the women? All of these women on these teams had to forfeit games and therefore a chance to compete in the championship because of your rules. And I want to know, why is that protective of women? That's my question.
So far, the federal government on the court side has issued decisions.
I know what the courts have done. Not one of them has ordered the NCAA. This is your policy, which you will not defend because, frankly, it's indefensible.
I doubt Charlie Baker has a daughter. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
I think anybody would have a daughter would feel differently. 6:51 up next, the latest DGS juvenile crime report and a mixed bag of results we'll discuss here on The Morning Drive.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Good morning. It's 6:53 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Saucy Johnson.
The heavy traffic is still there, 95 South, as you're coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And for a while, we had a broken down vehicle, then there was a minor accident. It was all kind of stuff going on 95. So we're still looking at delays for the traffic coming eventually south from Moravia Road on 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident that was on the south end of the left tube has now cleared. So barring any new problems now, we're making a little bit of progress for the traffic coming through there. I'm just going to change the camera back over on 895, and that is still backed up, still solid, from Moravia Road all the way down to the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel is partly sunny today and 47. It's clear in 35 in Millersville, 36 in Dundalk. And there is a new report out from the DJS on juvenile crime. These are the juveniles under their supervision. Okay, so this bill was passed last year as part of the juvenile package that they wanted more transparency from the DJS, something that Vinny Schiraldi has been dragging his feet on. But here's what the report says. Fewer juveniles under state supervision were shot in the last year compared to previous years.
Oh, nice.
But the number of juvenile suspects increased. For instance, there was an 11% increase in juveniles under supervision in 2024 compared to 2023, but a 25% decline in juveniles under supervision who were victims of the non-fatal shootings. 4 DJS children were killed in the last year, and 31 juveniles were suspects in non-fatal shootings. The number of juveniles under DJS supervision who shot somebody else, highest in Baltimore City with 12. PG County had the second most with 7. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates said this about the report, quote, "If that number is not zero, it indicates a problem that must be addressed. This concern is underscored by the large number of juveniles under DJS care or supervision suspected of shooting another individual. How many of these youths were charged with murder or attempted murder? What do those numbers look like?" End of quote. Well, silly Ivan. You're just asking common sense questions.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you? Most of the time, DJS points to Thrive Academy. That's another big one of Governor Moore's. As the hallmark response for juvenile gun violence, Thrive was modeled after Baltimore City's group violence reduction strategy and offers their participants stipends, educational assistance, trauma therapy, and confidential relocation assistance. How's Thrive doing right now? Well, 15% of the Thrive attendees are not thriving. They're conniving. 2 charged with murder, 2 charged with attempted first-degree murder, 4 facing carjacking charges, and 7 facing firearm charges. Senate President Bill Ferguson reacted to this report.
And one of the stark realities was that within the agency, in a number of cases, the resources and services and interventions that are available are not tracked for quality or effectiveness for who is being placed in those services. This to me was mind-boggling and has to be job number one.
Yeah, and again, an entire entire paragraph goes without any mention of accountability, although Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost did push him a little bit further to see what, if anything, can be done about this problem at the Department of Juvenile Services.
You just have to do their jobs more effectively and more collaboratively.
Is that a failure from the secretary's role and his implementation and oversight of his department?
I think the department is facing a lot of struggles. I think that some of it was inherited. I think that there were it's an agency that struggled for a while, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. The secretary is accountable.
Is he?
It was inherited? How far back are you going to blame people?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not inherited. You guys have been there for long enough to quit that.
Yeah, well, the other thing, he doesn't really answer the question.
Yeah,
it's just an indictment of Vinnie Schiraldi's leadership, which means it's an indictment of Governor Moore. And that's the reason why Bill Ferguson won't come out and indict Vinnie Schiraldi. Because if you say something negative about Vinnie Schiraldi, you are, by association, saying something negative about Governor Moore. Because Governor Moore handpicked this dude. Yeah. They had a relationship going back to when he was at Robin Hood Foundation. Okay? I think he ended up paying for his book or helping fund for his book, if I'm not mistaken. So the bottom line here is, this agency is rife with problem. He calls it struggles. And as you point out, they inherit struggles. They're causing their own struggles with their policies right now. And, of course, many of which have already been put to bed by, well, when he was at Rikers in New York, and then he was down in D.C. That didn't end well because he was holding barbecues for some of the miscreants who were then later escaped while he was at his, they were at his house. So this guy is just bad news. He's bad news for Maryland. Governor Moore.
But you know, it's somebody else's fault, Sean. You've got to be able to blame. We inherited it.
Yeah. If he has serious ambition for higher office, he better jettison this guy, and he better do it soon. Because
it's going to be a weight around his neck. He's going to carry through any further election campaign. Yeah. And look, he has eyes on the presidency or on a Senate seat. He's not going to stay as governor. You can see, read the tea leaves. He is not interested in being governor all that long. He's interested in this as a stepping stone to the next office.
Yeah, which is really scary when you think about it, because remember the last person that had kind of a similar path was Barack Obama, and we saw how that turned out.
Sure.
Everybody dismissed him as he had no chance.
Voted present.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at Trende Aragua brutalizing a couple in Aurora, Colorado. Stay with us.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. There is increased opposition to a government spending bill.
President Trump is opposing the 1,700-page pork-filled government funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown. Some members of Congress announced Tuesday a deal had been reached, but President Trump and J.D. Vance released a joint statement on Wednesday criticizing the bill that provides a pay raise for Congress, provisions to prohibit investigations into members of Congress, funding for bioweapons labs, and over $800,000 in funding for queer trans initiatives, among many other things. Their statement told Republicans to toughen up against Democrats and call their bluff. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy spent Wednesday posting various pages from the bill on X, Musk saying no spending bill should be passed until President Trump takes office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The holidays are meant to be a time of celebration with family and friends, but they can also bring pressure to spend money on gifts and gatherings, among other things. The CEO and medical director of the American Psychiatric Association, Marketa Willis, suggests ways to release stress during the holidays.
I will do babysitting for you. I will cook a meal for you. Those kinds of things take that financial pressure off and make for a more joyous holiday season.
Credit card debt is rising and prices for many items are still high due to inflation. The suspect charged with shooting to death a health insurance company executive on a Manhattan street is being taken to hearings on related Pennsylvania criminal charges and efforts to extradite him to New York. Luigi Mangione faces a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges and consideration of a fugitive from justice complaint. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 181 points. NASDAQ futures are up 79.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $60 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim. system, or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good morning at 7:03. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There are delays at the Sandy Point area, the Bay Bridge eastbound. It's in the way station there, so a lot of the commercial traffic is queuing up on the right side. The regular traffic going to the bridge is open, but you'll see some brake lights there in the right lane. A lot of the trucks are queued up to get into the way station and eventually get on to the bridge itself. Traffic westbound coming off the bridge over to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Pretty much the normal delays on the Beltway filling in quickly at Hartford Road. The west side was already backed up, moving south from 795 to Frederick Road. We still have delays. We're moving, but we're not making a lot of time right now. Very slow southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Colder for the end of the week, even colder this weekend with highs in the 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today, middle to upper 40s. Down around or below freezing tonight, cloudy Friday, a slight chance for a rain or snow shower during the day tomorrow. Highs in the low to middle part of the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 40 degrees, Middle River has 38. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04, Empress Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Security video from a Lock Raven Road business shows the fiery vehicle crash linked to Tuesday's mass shooting in Towson. The footage has been posted online showing a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and then crashing into the funeral home before catching fire. After that, another vehicle pulls up. Several people appear to get out of the car and fire shots before driving away from the scene. Baltimore County Police say eight of the nine people in the wrecked vehicle remain hospitalized, and the man who died is identified as 26-year-old Charles Graham Jr. of Baltimore City. Adderall County man has been sentenced for dumping 250,000 scrap tires in Allegheny County. 48-year-old Michael Osei, that's O-S-E-I, of Hanover, pled guilty to 17 environmental crimes in October, including operating a scrap tire facility without a license and improper handling of waste. Baltimore police say one man dead, another wounded, following separate shootings in the city Wednesday afternoon. Officers called to the 2600 block of East Chase Street shortly after 3 p.m. They found a 31-year-old man, multiple gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital. He was pronounced dead on arrival. And just before 5 p.m., police called to a hospital where a shooting victim turned up for treatment. According to investigators, this gentleman, age 33, was shot in the 3700 block of Denison Avenue, and he is in stable condition. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3452, your pick 4-3023. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
You have three ex-wives, and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite on Saturday against the Steelers. Contributing to that line, of course, is home field advantage. Ravens are top three in the league at home since the arrival of John Harbaugh in 2008. Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth, though, says there would be nothing better than beating the Ravens in their place.
Being able to go into Baltimore, win the division, something that you dream of as a little kid. And so, I'm excited. The guys that have been here in my draft class, this is our first opportunity at a game like this, so we've been through some stuff, and so we're excited to be in this opportunity. What better way to win it in one of our biggest rivals in their stadium?
Meanwhile, Kyle Hamilton, the Ravens' safety, says that the Baltimore faithful have been more than willing to heap praise on the team.
It is our stadium; it's a home game for us, and I think it's a big advantage. Playing any team, especially Pittsburgh. I don't think people really talk about it enough. I think Ravens fans have done a great job just staying in it and, you know, supporting us.
Great. Steelers have won 6 of their last 7, by the way, in Baltimore since 2017. Injury situation bears watching here. 4 Ravens starters were either limited or did not practice yesterday, including a new addition to the list, Justice Hill. Pittsburgh got T.J. Watt back on the practice field yesterday. George Pickens, who's missed the last 2 weeks, remains out. Steelers passed for a season-low 163 yards last week against Philly without George Pickens. High school basketball last night, Delaney remains unbeaten, 68-57 over River Hill. Kellen Dennis, who had 30 the other night, 27 last night for the Lions. Coming up at 7:35, should the NFL tolerate support for Hamas? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. Join us with the debate and discussion here this hour, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Continue to send us your emails at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Here are your top stories this hour.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is a double D, folks, a defeated Democrat, and we're going to miss these word salads.
Stay true to your spirit and your sense of purpose. Continue to fight for the promise of America.
Okay. An HHS whistleblower with shocking allegations of child sex trafficking being conducted by our government.
What I discovered was horrifying. Make no mistake, children were not going to their parents. They were being trafficked with billions of taxpayer dollars by a contractor failing to vet sponsors and process children safely, with government officials complicit in it.
Yeah, which is appalling. And we'll hear about that coming up. First, though, back in September, Congressman Jason Snow, Jason Crow, out of Colorado, said this about what was going on then in Aurora.
These mischaracterizations, there's been, you know, some type of gang takeover of portions of Aurora, are just not true.
So how do we look at that now, Dan?
Yeah. So how do we look at that now? We say, well, that's a bunch of hooey.
I want to make sure that anybody, whether documented or undocumented, knows that they can call law enforcement and we'll respond. There is no place in this country, there is no place in this city, where somebody should be victimized or mistreated based upon their documentation status.
That's Todd Chamberlain, who is the police chief out in Aurora, Colorado. That comes on the heels of a couple, elderly couple, being kidnapped or seized by, we believe, TVA folks. The man was stabbed more than once. The woman, brace yourself, had her fingernails pulled out. They were then eventually captured. And Todd Chamberlain says, you know what? Crow was wrong then. He's wrong now. And Danielle Jurinski, who is a council person at large out in Aurora, there was steam coming out of her ears as she said this.
He's talking the talk, but let's hope he walks the walk and hand these people the ice when he's done with them, because we can remove them not only from the community, but from the country. And if law enforcement officers don't help us do that, we're certainly going to do that starting January 21st.
Of course, that's not Danielle Jurinski. That, of course, was Todd Holman saying, if indeed the police chief is being honest about it, we'll see what happens January 20.
I will not be silenced on this issue. I will continue to speak up. I will not stand for this human suffering. I don't care if you are here legally, illegally, documented, undocumented. You have a fundamental right to feel safe. in this city.
Yeah, and they are steamed out there, at least officially. The question is, as Holman asked, well, they're talking the talk. Will they actually walk the walk?
Well, the problem is they all dismissed it, including Governor Polis and other Democrats in Colorado, is that this was a figment of the imagination of Jurinsky and other residents
right-wingers
of the Aurora complex. The problem is now they hauled 15 of these people out of one apartment while they were torturing the couple. And guess what? TDA has expanded from Aurora, Colorado. Oh, yeah. They're in Maryland now. Trende Aragua, according to Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, is in Montgomery County, Aaron Prince George's County, and we're beginning to see gang activity signs in Baltimore City as well.
Wait till you hear what Dan Brunner, who is a former FBI guy, has to say about what's going on there and how long they've been tracking the troubles out in Aurora. Right now it's 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The man who is the head of the WTCU, not the WCTU, the Women Christians Temperance Union, but the Whitaker Traffic Controls Union, with us right now, Chuck.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
Nice to be here with you gentlemen once again.
Gentlemen.
Route 30 is affected now. There's a big wreck, apparently. Rescue here, very close to the Baltimore County, Carroll County lines of traffic at Hempstead, right in that area until we get some more information. The word is right now that both sides of Route 30 on the Hanover Pike are closed. So plan accordingly there for that traffic coming down from the Pennsylvania line and northbound from Reisterstown and Glendon heading up onto Route 30. Looking at the old Harbor Tunnel once again, it's moving, but it's still backed up to beyond Pulaski Highway. At one point, it was backed up beyond Moravia Road, so we're making a little progress there. At least the traffic is going into the tunnel, and we're moving with all four lanes right now southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, the pace has picked up a little bit, not going away anytime soon. Still backed up with big delays as you're moving locally now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Thursday. It'll be sunny and colder today, 47, and back down into the low 30s tonight. But then we might have a slight chance of rain or snow shower tomorrow, high about 44. And then it gets colder on Saturday and Sunday, highs in the upper 30s and lows in the upper teens to low 20s. And right now it is 33, mostly clear in Reisterstown, 39 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Thank God for President-elect Trump, Vice President-elect Vance, and Elon Musk, who are responsible, along with the MAGA grassroots, for killing that horrific CR omnibus bill yesterday that was thrust upon the nation by Speaker Johnson, who has got to go. He is not a friend of the MAGA agenda. I understand he's dealing with razor-thin margins. But get your house in order. Well, it's funny. Democrats can do it. Pelosi did it. She was able to shove everything down the throats of the American people by keeping her Democrats together. Why can't we find a speaker? I have a theory why the Matt Gaetz report is being released. And I'll share that with you a little bit later on in this morning. Because everyone's, why are Republicans now signing off on this? I have a theory. Okay. And we'll share with you a little bit later on the show. Meanwhile, former President Trump and President-elect Trump saying the most foolish and inept thing ever done by congressional Republicans was allowing our country to hit the debt ceiling in 2025. It was a mistake and is now something that must be addressed. Meanwhile, Congress considering a spending bill that would give sweetheart provisions for government censors and for Liz Cheney. The bill would make it easier to hide the records of the corrupt J6 committee, which accomplished nothing for the American people and hid security failures that happened that day. The bill would also give Congress a pay increase while many Americans are struggling this Christmas. So he just immediately went scorched earth on the bill, and the bill was pulled from consideration. Elsewhere, Trump is the other day during his press conference said he's very confident that Pete Hegseth will be the next Secretary of Defense.
He said, I don't care. I have to do it for my country. He gave up a tremendous amount. If this didn't work, it would be a tragedy. But that's what he loves. He loves the military. I never talked to him about anything else. He'd talk about the military. He'd come to see me about a soldier that was unfairly treated, and could I help? That's the only thing I virtually ever talked to him about.
Yeah. You know, and also the tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts are expected to expire this year. So the big debate in Congress is the reconciliation process and how that's going to go. Congressman Andy Harris, who is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, is in favor of a border reconciliation bill first. The H.R. 2 bill that was passed last year, they want to make sure that goes first because of the what's going on our southern border. And then Trump tax cuts could be done later in the year. Let's hear what President Trump says about the tax cuts.
I've had the smartest people on Wall Street call me. They said, where'd you get that idea? And it doesn't seem that complicated, right? But it's nobody. It's like the paperclip. Nobody ever thought of it. One guy thought of it. Everybody looked at it. They said, wow, that was a good idea. Why didn't I think of it?
Yeah, he's talking about the Trump tax cuts in his first term, and also the no taxes on tips, the no taxes on Social Security, the no taxes on overtime wages as well. So all of those would have to be, and that's they're saying
and all three of those are so good for the working man.
They are, but they're saying it's going to take longer to do that than it is the border bill because HR 2 is already ready to go.
You know, Newt Gingrich, we played that earlier this week, Sean. He said, "No, you've got to do the tax cuts now."
Yeah, because it takes time for that to filter down into the economy, so the average American
will feel it by
26. And so, again, that's the next big debate besides the CR bill here, because it looks like there will be a federal government shutdown tomorrow night. As to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who now is sat down, is cooperating with Tom Holman, wants to cooperate with Tom Holman. Of course, they're after him now, the Justice Department, and Trump was asked whether or not he would get a pardon.
I think that he was treated pretty unfairly. Now, I haven't seen the gravity of it all, but it seems, you know, like being upgraded in an airplane many years ago. I know probably everybody here has been upgraded. They see you're all stars, and they say, I want to upgrade that person from NBC. I'm going to upgrade him. And that would mean you'll spend the rest of your life in prison.
Yeah. So, again, maybe that's one of the reasons. I mean, there's an incentive there. Gee, if I cooperate, maybe Trump will pardon me. But who knows? It's just crazy. But those are serious problems. The tax cuts and the economy, and then, of course, the border. And those are the two things that got him elected. And it's interesting because they have to use reconciliation on this because people say, why can't they just load it up like they did the CR omnibus bill, put them all in one package? And unfortunately, when you're using reconciliation, it doesn't, I don't know all the whys and wherefores. I'd have to get a congressional expert to explain it, but it doesn't work that way. So we'll see which one goes
first. Some bills that require supermajority and some that require a simple majority.
Right.
And if you have to get a supermajority, that's a much more difficult task for the Republicans.
Right? Especially with Democrats unwilling to help out. 720, you are listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. 32 days to go until Inauguration Day.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
All right, coming up next, how do you solve the problem of TDA as it, like a cancer, is metastasizing across the country?
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 845-330.
Stay and relax with warm hot chocolate waiting for you during the holiday season at Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills. With easy check-in using their digital key, just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a holiday party or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can wake up to a fresh, made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to Laura Luby in the sales department for your upcoming holiday event. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills to make your holiday bright.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, the Dean of the University, the WTCU, the Whitaker Traffic Center University, it's Chuck Whitaker.
And a graduate of What's a Matter You?
Yeah.
And so, what is the matter with you?
Just so many things, Chuck. So many things.
I'm sorry.
Really, we have to bunch Kim off the air if we do that.
Yes. Route 30 is closed south of Hempstead. It's closed around the Carroll County, Baltimore County line. They're indicating between Fortner Road and Phillips Drive. Pretty bad wreck there. A lot of traffic using Route 30 between Glendon and the area around Hempstead and up through the Carroll County and the Pennsylvania line. So, a lot of traffic there will be affected. That means a lot of traffic on the side streets in that area with detours still underway. We'll keep you posted on that. Pretty much all the normal delays in and around the Beltway have not seen anything major so far this morning. JFX at last check was still running clear between Ruxton Road and the ranch downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be partly sunny, about 47 today. Right now it is clear, 34 in Ellicott City, 35 in Severn. Coming up at 7:37, an HHS whistleblower with some shocking and stunning allegations of child sex trafficking, how our tax dollars are being spent and how our government is complicit in it.
It's amazing stuff. It truly is. Dan Brunner is a former FBI guy. He was at it for quite a long time, serving out on the East Coast. But he says, you know, out in Colorado, they've been lying to us. From the governor all the way down to, obviously, Senator Crow, or Congressman Crow, rather, all the way down, lying to us about what's going on, not just in Aurora, but elsewhere in that state as well.
This started at the governor, and it went down to the state representatives, the mayor of Aurora, even the interim chief at the time, Heather Morris. They all were lying to us because they didn't want there to be the depiction that their city was gang-infested or had gang activity.
Yeah, they didn't want the depiction. They didn't want the reality. Matter of fact, they were out there, they set up a camera where this stuff all just took place. They kept saying, oh, there's nothing going on. Meanwhile, the police are going door-to-door in the background. It's astounding. But what has been the problem? Because 4 years ago, it was a fairly quiet town.
It just completely bogus what was being done out in Colorado to all the constituents and to all the people in this country. The problem is, in the previous administration, under the Trump administration, the FBI ICRO, was capable of attacking these gangs, MS-13, other organized crime, transnational criminal organizations. Under the Biden administration, their hands were tied. They didn't have the tools that they could utilize.
Yeah, he saw, by the way, from the East Coast where he was, he saw 15 years ago when MS-13 began to move into Aurora, and they had the capability then of going after them and making sure they did not get a foothold. Under Joe Biden, hey, TDA is all over Aurora and around other suburbs of Denver as well, and the Biden administration, it's a shrug. We'll focus on something interesting instead. Brunner says this is not just an Aurora problem. It's not just a Colorado problem, LaShawn. TVA is now in at least 29 states. This is a national problem.
There's almost 29 states that have a Tren de Aragua presence. My calculations are 3,000 to 5,000 active members. That's not the children that they're recruiting in these migrant communities or in the communities of the United States. So this is a national problem that the FBI, working with HSI and our local partners, have to attack these utilizing RICO.
This is a national problem.
Right. No doubt. And we've heard from Sheriff Chuck Jenkins here in Maryland.
Sure.
We've heard from Tom Holman, the border czar. It's exactly why Tom Holman is the border czar.
Correct.
Because he needs to clean this up, and he's already starting to clean this up. So the big question here is, again, you have a bunch of Democrat elected officials, like Jared Polis, who puts his head in the sand. But you have Brendan Johnson in Chicago, who will not cooperate with Tom Holman.
Is he getting pushed back?
You have the new DA in Los Angeles that replaced George Gascon. His name is Nathan Hochman. He has said he's not going to cooperate with, again, with Tom Holman. And then you have Katie Hobbs, the governor of Arizona, saying that she is not going to cooperate. And so the big question is, who does Tom Holman make an example of first? Now, who do you think would make the most sense? Because one of them is going to have to be charged. So you're going to go Chicago. I'm going to go Katie Hobbs. And the reason why I'm going to go Katie Hobbs, it's a border state. You got to focus on that border. You got to stop things at the border. And a governor is a bigger position than a mayor of a city. So she's governor of a of a sanctuary jurisdiction versus the mayor and the DA. So I just think it makes sense because Arizona is going to be ground zero along with Texas. But Greg Abbott is cooperating with Tom Holman. So I think Katie Hobbs is going to be the one that he goes after first, if she does indeed deliver on her promise that she is not going to cooperate.
And what at the same time? In Chicago, Johnson's approval rating now is 14%.
Yeah, he's running from he's cutting off the mic and running from the public meetings now because
you're kicking everybody who objects to him out of the room.
You see, watch those Chicago residents showing up in Chicago Flips Red t-shirts the other day during one of their meetings because they realize that they've got him on the run, and so this guy is just he's a card carrying communist, Brandon Johnson. Basically. And so, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And also in Los Angeles, that's another big high-profile case. But that's a DA versus he's supposed to enforce the law.
Right.
And this guy is completely saying he's going to ignore it.
Real quick story out of Chicago. I was there when Jane Byrne was the mayor. It was only one term. She lost her job because she was out of town when it snowed.
Right.
All right. That's why she lost her job, because the people there are not real patient about this kind of stuff. Can you imagine this guy running for re-election with an approval rating of 14% and people in Chicago turning on him like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but the
You're
problem,
favoring these illegals and not us. We're here. We need to help.
The problem with Chicago is just like here in Baltimore. You have this the same voting block. Remember Lori Lightfoot? Lori Lightfoot was horrific in Chicago. What do? They put a card-carrying commie in office next. So until the voter base or the voter block changes their direction as to what mindset, what ideology they want running their city, you're going to get the same results over and over again. All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore police say one man is dead, another wounded, following separate shootings in the city yesterday afternoon. Officers called to the 2600 block of East Chase shortly after 3 in the afternoon. They found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds taken to the hospital. He was, however, pronounced dead on arrival. Just before 5 p.m., police were called to a hospital with a shooting victim and showed up for treatment. This guy, 33 years old, he was shot in the 3700 block of Denison. He is in stable condition. Again, no word on the shooter or motive. Baltimore County Police investigating a shots fired incident and a stabbing near the scene of Tuesday's mass shooting on Lock Raven Boulevard. Police called to Wycombe Way for a report of shots fired. They detained four persons of interest. Police say they have not located a shooting victim. Officers also responded to a robbery and stabbing in the area of Pleasant Plains Road and Yakuna Road. The victim suffered an injury to his arm. He was taken to the hospital. Three juveniles are suspected in that case. Talking about Lock Raven Road, security videos from a Lock Raven Road business shows the fiery vehicle crash that happened on Tuesday. The footage has been posted online showing a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed, crashing into a funeral home before catching fire. After that, another vehicle pulls up. Several people appear to get out of the car and fire shots before driving away from the scene. Baltimore County Police say 8 of the 9 people in the wrecked vehicle remain hospitalized. The man identified who died is identified as 26-year-old Charlie Graham Jr. of Baltimore City. In Anne Arundel County, a man has been sentenced for dumping 250,000 scrap tires in Allegheny County. 48-year-old Michael Osei of Hanover pled guilty to 17 environmental crimes in October, including operating a scrap tire facility without a license and improper handling of waste. Sentenced to 5 years in prison, all but 45 days suspended, and ordered to pay $250,000 in restitution to the Allegheny County Commissioners and a fine of $300,000, although that fine was suspended. 732, traffic and weather on the threes next.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979 or biglou.com.
Pick three, lottery 452. Your pick 4-3-0-2-3. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Getting a report on the eastern shore of an accident 50 westbound coming into Queenstown. So after 213, and if you're coming over from 404, heads off of that. We're trying to get some more information on that right now. Route 30, the Hanover Pike north of Glendon and south of Hempstead, closed with an accident between Bortner Road and Phillips Drive. Traffic now detoured both sides of Route 30. All your normal delays on the Beltway. We continue slow, but we're still moving traffic. Pace is slow, but we're open southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Colder for the end of the week, even colder this weekend with highs in the 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today, middle to upper 40s. Down around or below freezing tonight, cloudy Friday, a slight chance for a rain or snow shower during the day tomorrow. Highs in the low to middle part of the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Staples has amazing deals on everything you need for the holidays, from custom holiday cards and photo gifts to laptops and gaming systems, even shipping solutions. And now save up to $350 on select computers. In-store only. Offer ends 12/28. Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Mum's the word around Owings Mills on Justin Tucker this week as the beleaguered Ravens kicker tries to put the season's first 13 games behind him. Tucker connecting on just 70% of his field goals this year. That's a career low. And his performance in Pittsburgh 4 weeks ago was a big contributor to the loss. Tucker has not spoken this week, but his special teams coach Chris Horton did yesterday.
I think Tuck's in a great place. When he came back from the bye week, he's been happy. He's been outside. He's been smiling. And he's focused. He's ready to go. He's waiting for those opportunities. Anytime he goes out there and he gets an opportunity to kick.
Tucker is 19 for 27 on the season, 70.4%. Tucker is 5 of 8 from 40-plus, 4 of 9 from 50-plus. Elsewhere, the Falcons may have made a $180 million mistake. They benched quarterback Kirk Cousins in favor of the number one draft pick, Michael Penix, yesterday. Week 15 in the NFL gets underway tonight, and the Broncos will be at the Chargers. The Iowa Hawkeyes aren't waiting long to hang Caitlin Clark's number 22 jersey in the rafters of Carver Hawkeye Arena. The school announced yesterday it will retire her jersey when it hosts USC on February 2nd. Local college sports, basketball, UMBC gave Georgia Tech a game last night in Atlanta.
Regimontis Tunis going to work on George. Kicks out. Bryce Johnson, a three. Splash. Down to six.
ACC Network on the call, trailing by 21 in the first half. UMBC did cut it to six with 2 minutes to play, but the Yellow Jackets hold on 91-82. For the second straight year, Carter Runyon is an FCS All-American. The Towson University tight end earning AP FCS second team honors. Runyon, Towson's first multiple-year All-American since Shane Simpson earning All-American recognition back in 2016 and 18. And what a couple of weeks it's been for the Lane family. I'm talking about mom Felicia and her two sons. She's got a lot to be proud of. The sons are Dewan and Rayon. Dewan, a freshman safety at Penn State. The Nittany Lions getting ready to host SMU on Saturday in an NCAA first-round playoff game. And her other son, Rayon Lane, starting safety and punt returner for the Naval Academy, who just beat Army last week. Rayon has started 42 consecutive games at safety for Navy, the longest streak of any safety in the NCAA. Pro Football Focus has ranked him the ninth best safety prospect in the country. Both of the Lanes played at Gilman School. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the NFL has a problem. Should it tolerate support for Hamas?
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Yeah, you've got to stop that, Bruce, because he just jabbers.
Yeah, no, there's no recognition of on-air lights. On
no, like he's walking barefoot in the park.
It's a stream of consciousness. It starts like at
5:30 in the morning.
6:02:59.
Oh, okay. Is that when it starts?
And ends right at the end of the show.
At 9:06.
Right.
Right. And so for 3 hours every day. No, 15 hours a week.
No, actually, it continues 24/7.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, my story, okay, because this is sports.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas. Linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair. I'm sure you've heard he was the one who concussed Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the only thing he's done. He's also been fined for punching a Chicago Bears running back, fined again for flagrantly hitting a Tennessee Titans player out of bounds, and of course the vicious blow on Lawrence. Well, he's also amidst a public discussion now of the shoes that he wore, cleats that he wore in the week where the NFL allowed their players to kind of, you know,
for a cause,
for their cause, exactly. One of his shoes had the words, at least 41,788 Palestinians have been killed, 10,000 estimated to be under rubble. Those are the exaggerated and unverified claims made by Hamas about Gaza. The other side of the cleat has a verse from the Quran, surely to Allah we belong and to him we will all return. Now, that in and of itself, I think freedom of speech, I think you're allowed to do that, not a problem. Here's the problem. The message on his second cleat, he switched the word from free Palestine to the colors of the Palestine flag, PLO flag, and two other characters mimicking the keffiyeh. The problem with that is free Palestine is like a pseudonym for
Israel
being wiped off the map.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And that's the problem
right
now.
It's in the PLO charter. It's in the Hamas charter.
Correct.
Hamas is a terrorist organization, and as we know, based on the 10/7 attacks and before that. But here's the problem with the NFL, because they have embraced terrorist causes in the past. They were big supporters of BLM.
They were.
And BLM went on a rampage in the so-called Summer of Love post-George Floyd. And all sorts of damage was being done all across cities. And so the NFL's got a problem because of its clientele, because of this. Some of the players themselves are having issues with this kind of activity.
And so it brings up the question, the same thing at the universities. What are the limits of free speech in this country? You know, because
Free speech has nothing to do with NFL or colleges.
Right.
It has to do with the federal government squelching your speech.
That is true.
I mean, we work here. If the edict came down that said, here's a topic you cannot talk about, you either obey the corporate line. We've never seen that kind of thing. I've never seen that in my career, actually. Or actually, I have once, but then I left. But that's simply a corporate decision. They make the decision. They're going to go woke. They're going to make sure that everything is all woke. And the old saying, you know, go woke, go broke. And the corporations are facing this, and I think the colleges and universities beginning to face this, and the NFL is going to face it too.
I think they will. I think they're already facing some backlash from it.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:40, 20 minutes before the hour of our clock. Child sex trafficking is a form of child abuse that occurs when a child under 18 is advertised, solicited, or exploited through a commercial sex act, which can be any sex act where something of value, money, food, drugs, or place to stay is given or received by any person for sexual activity involving a child. And it takes many different forms of, but we have a whistleblower from the HHS and the ORR, Office of Refugee Resettlement. In the past, we've had Tara Rodas and some of her audio. This is Deborah White. This was before Senator Grassley's committee a couple of months ago, which now the audio is being made public, in which she talked about the dangerous placement of children in the hands of some of these NGOs and where these children are ending up.
In June of 2021, I discovered the first case of trafficking, and along with my counterpart, Tara Rodas, reported it. But children continued to be sent to dangerous locations with improperly vetted sponsors. One case in Florida had over 12 children linked to one sponsor at multiple addresses. Children were sent to addresses that were abandoned houses or non-existent in some cases. In Michigan, a child was sent to an open field. Even after we reported making a 911 call, after hearing someone scream for help, yet the child was still sent.
Yeah, they still, and then they're supposed to do welfare checks on the children after they've been placed with their quote-unquote sponsors.
When I checked on a child's welfare at another facility, I was told, and I quote, "Do not do that again. Once these children leave here, they're gone, and you are no, and they are no longer your responsibility." 30-day wellness calls required by HHS ORR policy revealed that many sponsors no longer had the children in their custody, and many case managers became frantic. But HHS ORR leadership instructed us to stop doing the 30-day calls and stated that they would be done at the National Call Center from now on. Repeatedly, the program prioritized speed over safety. HHS ORR and Cherokee Federal, the prime contractor, created a quote-unquote strike team to remove children faster, ignoring warnings that came from case managers that children were being trafficked. As a certified project manager and contracting official, I could have ensured that the contract terms and conditions were upheld, but my offers for help were repeatedly rejected. Cherokee Federal staffed the site with several unqualified, unvetted, and quite frankly, dangerous contractors with access to vulnerable children that did not get the appropriate support, services, or humanity that they deserved after a most treacherous journey. I have seen these children, I have interviewed these children, and I have stories that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Wow.
I mean, it's a very emotional, compelling testimony. We'll hear a little from Deborah White, maybe a little bit more in the next hour, to just how widespread this problem is and how our tax dollars and our government is complicit in the trafficking of children for sex and drugs and slavery. Our government is doing this.
Once again, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now is the time to call 410-WCVM-680. Chuck, how's the traffic?
And brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The wreck on the eastern shore on 50 after the light at 213 is now off the roadway. So anybody west of the light at 404 into Queenstown should be better there. It might still be a little bit slow at the scene, but the lanes are open. While we were there, we went through Annapolis. All the lanes are open at the Bay Bridge, 50 at the Severn River Bridge. Morning backup is there, I-97 southbound with the heavy traffic and fighting a little sunshine now on I-97 at the split at Route 32. You're going to be slow after Benfield Boulevard as well down through that area. Nothing major on the Beltway locally. Both the tunnels still hurting a little bit, but we're moving traffic through. At least 895 southbound has moved down to inside Pulaski Highway, but we're still 20 to 25 minutes with the heavy traffic south through there. Route 30, the Hanover Pike is still closed. Big wreck there this morning between Bortner Road and Phillips Drive, and local detours still underway. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. It's coming soon. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says it's going to be partly sunny today and much colder, about 47 for the high. Tonight, down into the low 30s, and maybe a chance of rain or snow shower tomorrow, 44 for your expected high. And right now, it's a chilly start to the day. Sunny, 35 in the city, 34 in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We got a pair of tickets right now to any participating Horizon Cinema to see any movie of your choice, including Wicked, which is turning up at the box office right now. And then Molly Station Mall in Aberdeen and also at Falston. Brian is in Joppa. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Good morning, everyone.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I will go last, please.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, a U.S. government whistleblower is trying to reassure Americans that the drones that have been spotted over Jersey and other jurisdictions are simply the United States government spying on its own citizens. While theories have mounted the drones could be Iranian, Chinese or even extraterrestrial in origin, the whistleblower assured the nation they represent nothing more nefarious than the FBI secretly watching and recording some American citizens. Story 2, the New York Times added menstrual products to its Manhattan office's men's bathrooms over the summer. According to an internal communications memo obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, they added menstrual products and sanitary baskets to the men's restrooms to support transgender and non-binary colleagues. And story 3, a teacher in Iowa, a social studies teacher, has banned students from saying certain phrases and words. Phrases like Ohio, which is used as a synonym for something that's cringe or dumb. Also on the list, barking, meowing, womp womp, and a podcast called Talk Tua has also been banned from the classroom.
Not womp womp.
Yeah, womp womp. All right, story 1, whistleblower says, hey, those drones, no biggie, just the government spying on its citizens. Story 2, New York Times putting menstrual products in the men's rooms there. And story 3, an Iowa teacher in trouble for banning certain words in class. All right, we'll start with Mr. Whitaker. Saucy Johnson.
Yes. I would think about the womp womp. It sounds like some of this talk on this station, but... Not saying which show.
How Iowa are you?
Yeah. Chuck's the head of the Whomper room.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome, sir.
Two, please.
Chuck goes for two. Bruce.
I think, actually, story one is fake news. I think the Womp Womp story just may be true. There are people out there teaching who are that possessed with something, but, you know.
All right. Yeah. Story one. Kristen?
Yeah, again, they could all be true, but I think 2 and 3 are true. I'll say number 1. I think that is true, that it is our own government, but I just don't think a whistleblower would be saying it. So.
All right. And Brian and Joppa.
I'm going to go with story 1 because I don't think the government is that forthright in telling the truth.
Okay. Story 3 doesn't get a single vote. That's because it's a true story. They're banning words in the classroom.
Womp,
by the
womp.
Way, that teacher's in trouble now.
Womp, 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 womp.
Violation of First Amendment. Story number one, the FBI whistleblower saying, don't worry, these drones are just about spying on Americans. That is our fake news story of the day.
So sorry, Chuck.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Congratulations, Brian. We'll put you on hold to tell you how to get your... Wow, look at the gloating.
Bruce, and I'll call you there.
Look at the gloating.
He does it every day to me.
He does?
Once in a blue moon, I get one right. Because I suck at
Chuck,
this.
Do you gloat frequently over Bruce when you win?
No.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, okay. That's not gloating, though.
That's just a reminder that you lost.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Thanks for the reinforcement.
Right.
It's not that I wasn't aware of it.
All right, Chuck.
Womp, womp.
See you in a couple.
And the same to you.
7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
While Christmas for many individuals is a deeply spiritual season, and for many businesses, Christmas certainly has economic significance, most of us fail to appreciate Christmas in political terms. So I'd like to make the case that the birth of Jesus Christ is the most significant political event in the history of the universe. Why? Well, simply put, liberty is the product of order, not chaos. And a culture that values and protects ordered liberty cannot exist absent the acknowledgement of the author of liberty, the almighty, living, and everlasting God of the Bible, whose son is Jesus Christ. Now, at Christmas, we celebrate the fact that he entered his own creation and sacrificed his life to cover our sins. Now, for liberty to exist in a society, Christ's sovereignty must be the operating principle of its civil government. And for that to come about, his authority must exist in the hearts and the minds of the people. If it does, then there will be peace on earth. If not, then injustice, chaos, corruption, and tyranny will prevail. Now remember that the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as a source of law and government is the very first presupposition of American government. Therefore, celebrating Christmas through nativity displays and public prayer and sacred song and all other forms of Christian witness is consistent with and supportive of the American view of law and liberty. So no matter what the secular bullies tell you, publicly celebrating the blessed birth of the Savior of the world is not only lawful, it is the most politically correct thing you will ever do. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution wishing you a Merry Christmas.
The Temptations. And-
and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric Box Office.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Great piece, by the way. In the Patriot Post, I'll get posted on Bruce's brain for you, so you can check it out. From Betsy McCoy, from New York. She was former health commissioner up there, I think. It's a who's to blame for your lousy insurance coverage. It's well worth a read because all you got to do is follow the money and this stuff. And she helps us do exactly that. Again,
Betsy was a former lieutenant governor,
was she?
Of New York.
Yeah. So before 2013, she points out the Affordable Care regulations kicked in. Insurers denied roughly 1.5% of claims. Now, after the ACA, because of the ACA regulations, they're declining about 15%. That is a tenfold increase because of the ACA. That gives you a hint as to where the actual cause of your lousy insurance is coming from.
Yeah, everything about it was a lie. You keep your doctor, you keep your insurance plan, it'll cut costs. All it did was add millions of folks who couldn't get health insurance because of pre-existing conditions and so on and so forth, add them to the insurance rolls, which made it a complete mess.
Yeah, which everybody's insurance rates went up, and the rate of declines went up as well, because after all, these people couldn't get in for everybody. More on that coming up. Right now at 7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the yes.
Mine didn't go up. I'm on Medicare.
Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of you.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Route 30 is still closed around the Hempstead area as you're moving between Bortner Road and Phillips Drive. Big wreck there, and there was a rescue underway at one point, so we're shut down on both sides of Route 30. JFX still looks good. Ruxton Road, we're a little busy south after the city-county line through Northern Parkway with no cameras, of course, in that area. And the one camera that used to work at North Avenue is now just a blur, so we can't see it. So, but we can see some data that indicates heavy traffic south towards Guilford Avenue ramp and eventually down towards the Orleans Street Viaduct. How you like that? I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Viaduct.
Weather Channel says sunny today, 47. And dismiss these two to the corner. Tonight.
If it walks like a duck, it must be a viaduct.
Low 30s. Maybe some rain or snow shower tomorrow.
Find out a bull. Viable.
High of 44. There is medication for that. Mostly sunny, 36 in Glen Burnie.
Rub some on your face.
35 in Parkville.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're going to miss these guys, really, seriously, because they've been such a great source of comedy for the last 4 years. So it's worth a look back for just a week or two to see what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been up to. First, there was this from Kamala Harris talking to the DNC. This is after she lost colossally in November.
We are not defeated.
Yes, you are.
Let's be clear about that. We are strong. We are clear about why we are in this. And because you're here right now, I say, thank you, because not only are you clear about all of that, you're willing to put in the hard work.
Yeah.
We cannot let any circumstance or situation or individual ever take away our power to know why we do what we do. Uh-huh. And our ability to then get that work done.
Yeah, we do the power that we do that with the power we have to get things done while things are getting done because of the power we have. Thanks, Kamala. But there's more.
Stay true to your spirit and your sense of purpose. Continue to fight for the promise of America. And I ask you to remember the context in which you exist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that. Uh-huh.
I have no idea why that was funny. I have truly no idea why that was funny. None. But she started laughing, so everybody in the audience was very polite, and they laughed along with her. I have no idea why that was funny.
What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea.
Consider the context in which you exist.
I don't know, except we know that they have the power to create the things which are powerful because of their power.
I mean, she's a cold stone. She's just a stoner, man. Come on. Yeah. I mean, it's the only way you can explain half the stuff she says.
Now, Joe Biden, her boss, at least for another less than a month, says that, well, at least we know that they ran a really good, honest campaign.
We ran a campaign that's basically scandal-free. It's hard to do in American politics these days.
Define scandal-free.
Scandal-free.
At least he got the biggest laugh of the night.
Yes. I mean, he can't be serious.
Yeah, apparently he was, though. He doesn't see any of the scandals that the rest of us had to live through during this campaign season, including, of course, pardoning his son. And then Biden yesterday was asked about the drones. Now, I've tried to suppress the airplane noise in this audio clip. There's an awful lot of it, so I hope his audio is clean.
Nothing nefarious, apparently. But they're checking it all out. There's a lot of drones authorized up there. I think one started and they all got it. Everybody's wanted to get in the deal.
Uh-huh. Nothing nefarious. I guess one started and they all wanted to get in the deal. Again, I'm going to miss this guy. I really am.
It was a droning frenzy.
It's just amazing.
Just think about it. We're going to, in 32 days, that's it. He's done.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
Hopefully, we'll never see or hear from him again. No,
and there's some people who are saying she should run for governor of California.
Or run again in 2028.
Yeah. In which case, God bless you.
Yeah.
Thanks. It'll be a fun campaign if you decide to. Bill Maher occasionally has a good take on politics, and it's worth playing those moments where he seems to actually nail it. Check this out.
You wear Queers for Palestine t-shirts and masks 2 years after the pandemic ended, and you can't define woman. I mean, person who menstruates. You're the Teachers Union Education Party, and you've turned schools and colleges into a joke. We believe in science, right, which is why you demanded no one even debate whether COVID could have escaped from the one lab in the one city where they were studying it. How far-fetched! Democrats have become like a royal family that, because of so much incest, has unfortunately had children who are retarded.
That's Bill Maher. Kind of harsh, but of course I think he nails part of the problems of the Democrats. You're the party of science, except let's not examine the science behind COVID, for example, and on and on and on.
Yeah, the problem with Bill Maher is he's a deranged never-Trumper as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He gives with one hand and takes away with the other.
As long as he brings the funny once in a while.
Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, we're going to take a look at the mass shooting investigation. Is it gang-related? Is there a bigger problem in that neighborhood and in Towson in general? We got that. Also, the clown car. And don't forget, the latest on the continuing resolution is dead. And my theory on why Republicans are now interested in releasing the Matt Gaetz ethics report. Stick with us.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The suspect in the killing of a healthcare insurance company CEO is expected to waive extradition to New York.
The man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare on a Manhattan street is scheduled to appear in court in Pennsylvania today for a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges. A person familiar with the matter says Luigi Mangione is also expected to waive extradition, clearing the way for his return to New York. If the judge in Blair County, Pennsylvania authorizes the extradition, Mangione could be brought back to New York to appear in state court for arraignment. Mangione faces charges of murder as an act of terrorism in New York for the December 4th killing of United Healthcare Chief Executive Brian Thompson. I'm Donna Water.
The Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate by a quarter point, its third cut this year. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is predicting fewer rate cuts next year than previously thought.
A slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation inflation will be higher.
The Fed's expectation of just two rate cuts in 2025 rattled Wall Street yesterday, sending stock prices plummeting in the worst day for the market in 4 months. Israel launched two waves of airstrikes on Yemen overnight, and its military acknowledging carrying out the strikes on three ports in Yemen and energy sites in Sana'a, saying it was targeting infrastructure used by the Houthi rebels to stage their attacks in the Red Sea. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says workers at seven Amazon facilities are striking this morning. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 259 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials, but what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Eibel.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just spotted a new problem. It looks like a broken down truck in the right lane, 95 southbound. It's after Key Highway. It's before 395, but he's sitting there, and I'm not sure if there's any protection behind it at this point. Traffic is kind of coming up to it and then going, uh-oh, we got to go to the left or to the right. So heads up for that till they get some protection there. It's affecting the right tunnel as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, because all of that traffic kind of stays in the right lane as you're coming south, eventually towards 395. So as soon as you can, if you're going straight through the city towards the Beltway, try to get over to the left. If you're going to exit at 395, you can squeeze by to the right. I see a tractor trailer now is just doing that, but it's going to back us up again. Here we go again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel as you're coming south. Route 30, the Hanover Pike, is still closed in the area around the Baltimore County and the Carroll County Lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Colder for the end of the week, even colder this weekend with highs in the 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today, middle to upper 40s. Down around or below freezing tonight, cloudy Friday, a slight chance for a rain or snow shower during the day tomorrow. Highs in the low to middle part of the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 39 degrees and Dundalk has 40 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Baltimore police say one man is dead, another wounded, following separate shootings in the city yesterday afternoon. Officers called at the 2600 block of East Chase Street shortly after 3 o'clock. They found a 31-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds taken to the hospital. He was, however, pronounced dead upon arrival. Just before 5 o'clock, police called to a hospital where another shooting victim showed up for treatment. The 33-year-old had been shot at the 3700 block of Denison. He is in stable condition. Baltimore County Police investigating a shots fired incident and a stabbing near the scene of Tuesday's mass shooting on Lock Raven Boulevard. Police were called to Wycombe Way for a report of shots fired. They detained four persons of interest. Police say they have not located a shooting victim. Officers also responded to a robbery and stabbing in the area of Pleasant Plains Road and Yacona Road. Victim suffered an injury to his arm. He was taken to a hospital. And security video from that Lock Raven Road business shows a fiery vehicle crash that linked to Tuesday's mass shooting in Towson. Footage has been posted online showing a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed, crashing into the funeral home, and then catching fire. And after that, a second vehicle pulls up. Several people appear to get out of the car and fire shots before driving away. It's 8:06. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Kyle Hamilton moving to the back line of the defense is certainly the headline reason behind that unit's improvement. But an underreported story is that of Chris Board and Malik Harrison, fortifying the Ravens' linebacking core at the expense of Trenton Simpson, who's been benched. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr on the change.
I'm just proud of those guys, how, you know, they stuck with it, they stay prepared, they've been professionals, and I think those guys are perfect examples of everybody, man, just like, man, I'm doing what's best for the team, and then when my number's called and I get my opportunity to go play more, to go out there and play good football.
But those two, along with the return of Michael Pierce, a big reason why the Ravens defense tops in the league in terms of defending the run. Baseball free agent news, Anthony Santander is still out there. The former Orioles seeking a 5-year deal. He won't be coming back to Baltimore, but the Blue Jays and Yankees are among the teams with interest. Santander slugged 44 home runs in 2024. It was the fifth highest total in a single season for a switch hitter. Santander's biggest competition in the outfielder market is Teoscar Hernandez, formerly of the Dodgers. Santander is 30 years old, looking for a 5-year deal. Hernandez is 32 years old, looking for a 3-year deal. And finally, from the world of NASCAR, Fred Lorenzen, a NASCAR Hall of Famer and the 1965 Daytona champion, passed away yesterday at the age of 89 with 26 Cup wins. Lorenzen was named one of the 50 greatest drivers in NASCAR history. He battled dementia in his later years. Coming up at 6:35, can Adley Rutschman turn it around? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tower number three. It is really so sad during this special time of year, the holidays with Christmas coming up and Hanukkah and the new year, that we have to close out the year with a horrific mass shooting in Baltimore County. It really does speak to the lack of direction and leadership that we're seeing right now from the elected Democrats who run this joint, really, when you get right down to it. Here are your top stories coming up in this hour. Matt Gaetz, Republicans are now saying that the ethics report should be and will be made public. And I have a theory as to why that's happening.
First of all, your reaction to this decision by the House Ethics Committee to release the Matt Gaetz ethics report. Do you support that?
No, I don't. I think he's out of Matt's out of Congress, and I'm going to push for the Ethics Committee to release all the findings they have on every congressman, because if it's good for one, it's good for all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're going to do that to Matt Gaetz, there's a slush fund Congress has set up so that congressmen can anonymously use the slush fund to pay off people with whom they've had escapades, or have alleged sexual escapades. I want all of their names. I want all the details. They're going to do that to Matt Gaetz. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Period.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And do we have another topic coming up?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's also coming up, the CR that is not a CR.
It is 1,500 pages of pork barrel spending. And worse than that, it's all the woke garbage.
All right, but our top story here, once again, Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough and community leaders addressed the public yesterday afternoon. Updates on the mass shooting that occurred Tuesday night in Towson. The incident left one person dead, nine others injured. One person found near the car was pronounced dead on the scene. That person, Charles Graham Jr., 26 years of age, and a rap sheet a mile long on that individual. That should not, it probably does not surprise you. The victims of gunshots, three adults and five juveniles. And Chief McCullough says this was not a random act of violence.
We do not believe this was a random act of violence. While the individual or individuals responsible have not been apprehended yet, we remain vigilant and additional resources have been deployed.
He also went on to say that all 10 of the victims were actually inside the minivan at one time.
At this time, detectives believe that all 10 individuals were inside the vehicle at the time of the shooting and in the subsequent crash.
All 10.
That's a pretty cramped minivan.
Yeah, it really is. He also then said, was asked the question, is this gang related?
Right now, we haven't confirmed that it's gang related. We do know that there appears to be at least some rival individuals in this case, and we're working to try to, you know, determine exactly what's going on here.
When you say rival. Rival? Are they sports rivals? Are they family rivals? I mean, normally that would be a
sibling rivalry.
Normally that would be a gang reference. All right, we got more on this, and the chief's contention that this is really unheard of and doesn't really happen all that much, and people and the residents of the area can now feel safe. All right, we'll talk about that.
Of course, they can.
Because within 24 hours of him saying that, there were more stabbings and there were more gunshots in the neighborhood.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, it's 813. Traffic order on the threes once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, that box truck that was in the right lane on 95 South right before 395 is now in the painted out area. So you have traffic getting by to the left, and then you have the ramp lane to 395, which are open now. So all the lanes are moving once again, but we're still backed up through the Fort McHenry Tunnel back to the top of the hill. Probably going to be backed up towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. 895 is still sluggish as well. So delays still continue, but at least this incident is now off the roadway, but with police cars behind it and some other activity, probably have to wait till he gets towed away. He's in that painted out area right at 395. No change on the wreck. Route 30, the Hanover Pike still closed in the area, and the detours underway around the Baltimore County and the Carroll County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, it is going to be partly sunny today, 47, and then tonight back down into the low 30s for tomorrow. Maybe rain, snow showers possible, 44, and then it gets really bitterly cold for the weekend, and highs in the 30s and lows in the upper teens and low 20s. Right now, sunny, 36 and 736 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to see exactly which clown is going to be popping out of the Democrat clown car. So please, into the big top, grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a Democrat strategist and consultant. Her name is Julie Roginski, and apparently Julie is living in a slightly alternate reality from those of us who've actually been observing what the swamp media has been doing for the last 4 years.
Do you know what I'm so tired of? The number one cable news network, Fox News. The number one paper by circulation, The Wall Street Journal. Number three paper by circulation, The New York Post. The number one person on the radio, Sean Hannity. The number one person on the podcast, Joe Rogan. All of these people are Trump supporters. What media are you talking about that's anti-Trump?
You're not familiar with the anti-Trump media?
You're not familiar with the fact that you guys control everything from podcasts?
I mean, of all the things I've heard you say out here, that might be the nuttiest
thing you've ever said. Yes, the dominance of the conservatives of the media, that clearly is a major concern for the Democrats. That's why they didn't win in November, is a media that is all controlled by us conservatives.
Yeah, think about all those conservative networks, you know, like ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, most major newspapers are all radical lefties, even the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. Wow.
You talk about living in an alternate reality. I mean, I have no way of characterizing that. Then maybe it's what's called in psychology transference.
Yeah.
It could be. Julie, you're a delightful individual. Glad to have you here, but get in the clown car and get out of here.
She kind of disappeared off the face of the earth and then all of a sudden reappeared in the last...
Right, boom, she's here again.
Last 3 months. By the way, we're hearing two different stories that George Stay on Top of This may be out at ABC News after the $15 million Trump defamation settlement. And I just saw a headline saying that he just signed a new deal. So
yeah, but he's honked off.
Yeah.
He's honked off.
Yeah, he is. And the lefty New York Times is now admitting that Biden could not handle the presidency for another 4 years. This is a month after...
They just figured that out.
The truth can now be told, and now that James O'Keefe has done a great job, by the way, with people actually working at the National Security Council and the Undersecretary at Homeland Security saying that Biden had shown signs of mental decline just 12 to 24 months into his first term. They knew. They knew that basically the elevator wasn't stopping at every floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you think about 12 months, that's 1 year in. That means for the last 3 years, they've been hiding it. For 3 years.
Yeah.
Lying to the American public. This is worse than when Woodrow Wilson's wife took over. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, because this guy was actually supposed to be running the country.
Yep.
And we know that was not to be the case. Chief Robert McCullough, and to the Towson, Mass shooting, thinks that the shooting could be linked to another killing last week in the area.
It's been told to me that they all know each other and that somehow they may have known the individual Blessing and his family.
Yeah, so they think this might have been a retaliation for that, but clearly somebody was driving the minivan.
Yep.
That minivan will be registered to somebody, so they all have identities on these, and they'll begin, once they were recovered, they'll begin interrogating them. But hey, good news. Johnny Zero was on the scene yesterday, and boy, I feel a heck of a lot better now.
That we are fully committed to ensuring that we bring those who committed this act to justice.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So if Johnny Zero said it, it must be true. Residents, on the other hand, not so sure.
It's alarming, and a lot of things are going on with the neighborhood.
I hardly only go out of the house. I work, come home, I stay in the house. I don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I mean, again, and look, this is... you have a responsibility. This area is now exploding in violence. And here is what the chief said. I want to ensure all Baltimore County residents that the safety and security of our communities remains the department's top priority. Incidents of violence will not be tolerated or normalized in Baltimore County. End of quote. Well, you might be a little too late for being normalized because... Yesterday, just after 2 p.m., shots rang out at Wickham Way. Four persons of interest were taken into custody. 2 hours later, a stabbing and robbery took place just feet away from the site of Tuesday's mass shooting. It left a man dead, 8 others shot, 1 injured. Back in November, a man was shot multiple times in the Ravenwood Shopping Center, a mile away, and another mile away at the Hillendale Shopping Center, a man shot there as well. This has become normalized in Baltimore City North.
Yeah.
You can say that it hasn't, but the residents know otherwise. So we need a county executive, interim or otherwise, that's going to put public safety priority number one. And we're going to need a Baltimore County police chief who's up to the task of protecting and putting the bad people away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. It has to be done, because if it's not done, then
chaos.
Entropy.
Yeah, chaos and anarchy will rule the day. All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Mark McVeary, reverse mortgage answer man. There's no chaos or confusion when it comes to Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Good morning. When you meet with clients, Mark, do you discuss anything other than just reverse mortgages?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, because everybody's financial situation is different. I mean, one of the first things I check with every person I speak to is whether or not to get in property tax credits from the state of Maryland. I mean, there are a lot of people that don't realize that if their income's below $60,000 a year, they can qualify for a reduction in their property taxes. Everybody I talk to is like, God, I didn't know I could get that. Well, you know, even if we don't do business together, still apply for that. But, you know, I also want people to understand that I'm here to say that the reverse mortgage isn't a solution for everybody. I mean, if that's the case and another type of financing is a better option, you know, I'm hooked in with a network of professionals that we can connect you with that can help. I mean, you know, again, it's not for everybody, but if you know that you're having some cash flow issues, give me a call. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've learned a few things over that time. And, you know, we can look at what your situation is, figure out what's the best solution, and then, you know, direct you that way. So, again, it's not always about the reverse mortgage. It's about helping the client.
Now, speaking of helping the client, do you have any interesting stories about someone you're helping right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now I have a client in Howard County who, when I met her, was behind on her mortgage and had no heat in her house. So one of the things we were able to do is connect her with an agency that got her heat restored, and she's going to settlement on Monday to pay off her mortgage. Also going and kind of talking about what we just spoke about a second ago, we filed papers with her with the state of Maryland to reduce her property taxes, and since she was over 70 years old, we were able to go back 3 years. She just received a rebate check for her property taxes for $7,000 last week.
Wow.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
So I mean, expanding
nice
into
Christmas present.
They're expanding into HVAC as well. Also.
Exactly.
Look, we haven't talked about this a lot, and I think this is a great feature. Can you talk a little about how the line of credit grows with a reverse mortgage and why that would be beneficial?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't know is one of the great benefits of the reverse mortgage is that if you leave the money in the line of credit, it will grow guaranteed over time to give you access to more money in the future. I have a lot of clients who maybe don't need the money right now, but know they're going to need it in the future. So what they're doing is set up the line of credit, let it grow until they really need to use it. I mean, it is a good way to plan ahead and create a financial cushion. It's just another bucket of money to pull from if you need it.
And how do our listeners get in touch with you, Mark?
They can call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right. Mark, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if we don't talk before next week.
You too.
All right. Take care. 823 here on the Morning Drive.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. We had a broken down dump truck. He was in the roadway for a little while. He's now on the shoulder inner loop as you're crossing the bridge at Route 40 at Exit 15. But he was there long enough to back us up down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. It's getting better now north of Frederick Road. We'll keep an eye on that the rest of the Beltway with the normal delays. We're still backed up and we still have delays because we had that incident on 95 southbound coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That vehicle now is in the painted out area at 395, and all four lanes are moving again. But once again, 95 has been slow and it's backed up again back towards Moravia Road. We were making a little progress for a while, but we're backed up again. I'm going to go over here to 895 just to check on that. Very slow after Pulaski Highway and heading south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Right now, it looks like the investigation is still there. Route 30 on the Hanover Pike still closed around the Carroll County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be partly sunny. High today about 47, back down to the low 30s tonight, so a little chilly. And then, of course, tomorrow, slight rain or snow showers possible. 44 before it gets really cold Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it is sunny and 39 in Stevensville and 35 in Pikesville. So we're talking about that mass shooting in Towson. Look, there's no doubt that when we talk about gangs, is it a gang like MS-13 or TDA? Don't know. I doubt it. But it certainly could be rival drug gangs.
Yeah.
Okay, which that area now is known. It's a hotbed. It's infested with drug dealing, drug activity. And so that's where it might be gang related. So that's something that hopefully the Baltimore County Police can now focus on, and maybe they'll get some actual direction from a county executive.
You know, I feel so bad for the people people who live and have lived in that area for ages and ages, because you're seeing this happen to what had been in the past a very nice neighborhood. I mean, Parkville was a nice place to live, and now it's gang activity all over the place.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Yeah. It's changed, like many neighborhoods have changed, especially since we have a certain element, whether it's Section 8 or whether it's people fleeing the city or going after their our targets in the city. Like, remember Officer Caprio. Those were city juveniles that came out looking to rob the folks out in the suburbs. Other local headlines you should know about. Baltimore County Inspector General report has now cleared Johnny Zero of providing improper procurements and payments to a former county employee. But a former county official who brought a public records lawsuit regarding the allegation says he will continue to seek accountability for those payments. So nice to know he's now been pronounced clean.
Yeah.
Before he actually reports to Congress. And
very nice.
Congressional spending bill is now put in. Well, because I'm about the CR coming up at 8:37 here, but that guaranteed the 100% funding of the Key Bridge. That now is gone as of this moment.
Yeah.
So that is something that, and it shouldn't be in there. We should be collecting from the cargo ships and the companies.
Yes.
Exactly. And the insurance company. I think it's what, $300 million? It was $50 million deductible.
Yeah.
$300 million there. And of course, whatever we can get from the companies responsible.
Yeah.
And then and only then, if there's a gap or
should
deficit.
Any public money be used from anywhere.
Exactly. So that should be the plan. So kill that. And we understand that Maryland Medicaid spent $68 million last year on obesity, diabetes drugs, Ozempic, and Wegovy. Now, I understand if you're getting a drug for diabetes, if you have actual diabetes, I understand that, and that's something that Medicaid would pay for. But if you are overweight and you are looking to lose weight and you're not diabetic and you're using this as a weight loss, why should taxpayers have to foot the bill for that?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and in theory, it's only supposed to be given, at least initially, it was only supposed to be given to pre-diabetics and diabetics.
Right.
Because it is expensive stuff. I was on it because I was marginally pre-diabetic, and I have a very bad back, so they wanted to get some weight off my back, mostly. But I would not go back on it again, man, after my experience with it. Right. Sorry.
So there we have Medicaid 68, and now we're finding out, after the election, guess whose utility rates might be going up. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You know, they're going to hammer us. First, they hammered us with fees. Remember? Mm-hmm. Over 300 different fees and permit increases that they bestowed on us after the last general insane asylum concluded in April of this year. Well, the new insane asylum begins on January the 8th. So now city water rates and utility rates are going to go up after the election, like they always do.
Yeah.
And get ready. Get ready to take them down. Because you're going to get fleeced, as they say, come this January, because they're not going to cut spending. They're not going to reduce the blueprint for future. They're not going to stop the red line to nowhere. They're not going to stop their war on fossil fuels. No, the better way is you go where the money is. And that's not the banks in this case. That is middle class to upper middle class Marylanders who are going to foot the bill for this $3 billion budget deficit in the next 2 years.
And one of our listeners yesterday pointed out in an email we didn't have a chance to get to, Maryland is, I believe, number four as far as the states people are fleeing from.
Right.
So go ahead, raise taxes some more, and what you're going to see is even more flight of those individuals with money from the state, and it puts more and more burden on those of us who remain behind. Raising taxes when people are mobile and able to move, you don't have to move far. West Virginia, well, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Virginia.
That's the progressive way. That's socialism. It's great. Eventually, you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
There you go. Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, was responsible for that quote. All right, coming up next, ding dong, the CR is dead. 8:37. right after the 8:30 news. Right now, it is 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. And here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Security video from a local Lock Raven business shows the fiery vehicle crash, a link to Tuesday's mass shooting in Towson in the Parkville area. Footage has been posted online showing a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed, crashing into a funeral home before catching fire. After that, another vehicle pulls up. Several people appear to get out of the car and fire shots before driving away from the scene. Baltimore County Police say 8 of the 9 people in the wrecked vehicle remain hospitalized, and the man who died is identified as 26-year-old Charles Graham Jr. of Baltimore City. Baltimore police say one man is dead, another wounded, following a separate shooting in the city on Wednesday afternoon. Officers called the 2600 block of East Chase Street shortly after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They found a 31-year-old man, multiple gunshot wounds, took him to the hospital. Unfortunately, he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Just before 5 o'clock, police were called to a hospital where a shooting victim turned up for treatment. According to investigators, the 33-year-old was shot in the 3700 block of Denison Avenue, and he is in stable condition. Baltimore County Police are investigating shots fired, by the way, right near that incident from Tuesday's mass shooting on Lock Raven Boulevard. Police called to Wycombe Way for a report of shots fired. They detained 4 persons of interest. Officers also responded to the robbery and stabbing in the area of Pleasant Plains Road and Yacona Road. The victim there suffered an injury to his arm and was taken to a hospital. 3 juveniles suspected in that case. And an Anne Arundel County man has been sentenced for dumping 250,000 scrap tires in Allegheny County. 48-year-old Michael Osei, that's O-S-E-I, of Hanover, pled guilty to 17 environmental crimes in October, including a scrap tire facility without a license and improper handling of waste. Wednesday, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison, with all but 45 days suspended. Also ordered to pay $250,000 in restitution and pay a fine of $300,000, all that $300,000. It was also suspended. 8:32, 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 452. Your pick 4-3023. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Interloop of the Beltway a little better now. Coming up from Wilkins Avenue towards Frederick Road, the dump truck made it to the shoulder on the interloop at Route 40. So that's a lot better now through there, the Parkville side of the Beltway, the interloop at Green Spring, and coming down the west side from 795. Most of those backups, they're the usual delays. They're still right there in play, especially 795 going south from that point down through Frederick Road. A little slow yet on 95 going through the city, but better than it was earlier with that situation near the ramp at 395. Route 30, the Hanover Pike still closed. That detour still there right around the Carroll County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Colder for the end of the week, even colder this weekend with highs in the 30s. Mix of clouds and sunshine out there today, middle to upper 40s. Down around or below freezing tonight, cloudy Friday, a slight chance for a rain or snow shower during the day tomorrow. Highs in the low to middle part of the 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. And the Ravens did get a nice payoff from their newest practice squad elevation last Sunday against the Giants. It was Desmond King was called up and delivered with a 22-yard punt return. King, an 8-year veteran originally drafted by the Chargers in 2017, has taken over the punt return duties from the hesitant Tylan Wallace. Here's special teams coach Chris Horton on King.
But for us, when I had an opportunity to look at him, you know, it was like,
well, man, this is a no-brainer. This guy catches the ball cleanly. He gets vertical. He understands, and he scored touchdowns in this league as well.
Sean, you didn't tell me to plug in. If you had told me to plug in, I would have plugged in. One of the biggest questions surrounding the Orioles this offseason is whether or not Adley Rutschman will actually show up in February. Rutschman struggled in the season's second half last year to the point where he was a liability at the plate. From June 29th on, in his final 72 games of the season, Rutschman batted just .189, 4 home runs, 24 runs batted in. Brandon Hyde last week at the baseball winter meetings talked about Adley Rutschman.
Place right now, physically and mentally, I think he's going to come into camp really, really driven. And you know, we've had conversations this offseason. He's got a great plan in place for being ready in spring training like he always is.
Rutschman's numbers over the final 72 games of the year last year were easily the worst among all starting catchers in Major League Baseball. 9-year NFL veteran Johnson Batamosi was on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying about the negative effects that sports gambling is having on society in general, but on college and professional athletes in particular.
Now, players are targeted by gamblers who seek insider information or pressure them to perform, not for the benefit of the team, but because the gambler is financially invested in a specific performance element of individual athletes. This has an overall negative effect on a player's physical security and mental state of mind.
Prop bets are of particular concern in college athletics. Prop bets, of course, betting on players' individual statistics and performance. An Oregon man has pled guilty to stalking women's basketball star Paige Buchers. Robert Cole Parmalee, 40 years old, said on social media he intended to marry the UConn phenom. When he was first arrested back in August, he had an engagement ring and lingerie while walking along a highway near Bradley International Airport near Hartford, Connecticut. What in the world is going on?
Yeah, what kind of lingerie would he be wearing?
I don't. Well, he wasn't wearing it.
He
was carrying it.
I was confused.
Yeah, clearly. 8:37 is the time when we return. It's Thursday night. Pick 'em.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Let me preface your remarks first by saying that, you know, when I hired you, I thought you would be a good influence on Bruce.
I don't think, I think this is beyond my purview.
I can see it's the other way around.
It wasn't in my contract.
Okay.
Sean, where's the note? You always give me the note to plug in, okay?
I think we're going to have to give one of those little labelers. We'll put it on your stand there, make it a permanent fixture.
Without the note, I'm lost. All right, here it is. Let's do the Thursday night game tonight, because it's actually a big game for playoff seeding. Broncos at Chargers, okay? Broncos are 9-5, Chargers are 8-6. Both are currently in the playoffs. The Broncos would be 6th and the Chargers would be 7th. Sean, what do you think?
I'm going to go Chargers.
Me too. At home.
Yep, I'm going with the Chargers too.
Okay.
All right, so we all go.
All right, very good.
All right, that's it. I'll plug in next time, Sean.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Commitment to excellence. It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour clock. On a sad note, it's been a tough year for us here at WCBM. We lost our production director, Ira Siegel, and I've just learned from my good friend, Hal Martin, that Jack Edwards has passed away. Very sad news that Baltimore radio personality Jack Edwards passed away yesterday. Jack was a funny guy. He was a musicologist, of course, a fixture
on the Baltimore radio dial for many, many years at WCAO. I worked with him in several applications at WYST.
I worked with him here.
And here at WWLG at the time, WVIE, etc. And Haas is what he one of his favorite sayings when he would address his fellow disc jockeys and colleagues, but just a funny guy. I would run into Jack all the time at the Giant in Reisterstown, and he would just follow me with his cart and just make comments about what I was shopping for. Just a funny, funny guy. Loved music.
Genuine, warm.
Knew his music better than just about anybody else in this business. He could tell you. He could tell you what was on the A side and on the B side and what the label was of just about any record that he played in history. That's how really good he was.
Yeah. So the Prince, he was a delight to work with.
Oh,
he was
wonderful,
just a
man.
Wonderful guy.
You know? Wonderful man. And we certainly are going to miss Jack Edwards, who was a Baltimore radio legend, has left us, and he's crossed the Jordan, and now he'll be spinning some tunes for our good Lord in heaven.
That's very sad news indeed. Good man. Very, very good man. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, tried to push through the CR, which eventually got dumped. But here's why he did what he did.
Right now, we only control one half of one third of the federal government. Remember, Democrats are still in charge of the Senate and the White House. So we decided, even though we don't normally like short-term stopgap funding measures, it made sense here. Instead of doing, you know, Chuck Schumer and Biden spending for 2025, we push this decision into March. It'll be March 14th. So the feature there is that we'll have Republican-controlled Congress and Trump back in the White House, and we get to decide spending for 2025.
Well, of course, that's nonsense, because also went on with that CR was all kinds of pork that we'd have to live with beyond March. Now, if they pushed through a clean, easy, no-frills CR, something tells me that would have gone through. But no, instead, there was excuse after excuse from Johnson as to why they had to spend so much money right now.
We also had to add, and due to circumstances outside of any of our control, we had a record historic hurricane season that we all know, Helene and Milton and the rest, that destroyed a big swath of the country. We have to have funding for that. That's $100 billion to rebuild six states.
$100 billion to rebuild six states. I'm not saying the states certainly wouldn't be able to use that money very effectively. However, it sounds like he's blaming the CR on the hurricane.
Well, the reason why they put it in, so they would get people like Ana Paulina Luna's vote, because her district was devastated by the hurricanes, and she would not normally vote for a dirty CR or an omnibus bill, but she was forced to do it based on the disaster relief for her district.
But at least now we know a little bit about Mike Johnson's musical tastes, right? Matter of fact, you show up at Mike Johnson's office. Yeah. Pictures of Millie and Vanilli are both there.
Yeah, I've seen enough of the Mike Johnson experiment, and I think it needs to end. It needs to end on January 3rd.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think President-elect Trump should pick his next Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I think he should have the voice.
Okay. Yeah. And I think it might have something to do with the Matt Gaetz report.
Stay with us. How interesting.
Stay with us.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, our traffic person man thing. I try once a day to mention that. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Once a day. It's almost once an hour. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
The northbound side of 95, Harford County construction there early again today, blocks the right lane after Route 24. So there's a backup there as you're going north from Harford County and up towards, eventually up to the Tidings Bridge. And through there, Route 30, big wreck early this morning and apparently still blocked off on the Hanover Pike between Bortner Road and Phillips Drive. So that traffic from Hempstead coming northbound from Glendon, be prepared for that delay with the local detour underway. Both the tunnels, nothing major right now, but both the tunnels are still backed up with the heavy traffic. Southbound, there is some late slowing. We still see the data still popping up that it's still slow right at the junction at I-97 southbound at Route 32. And I was going to say, boys, I know you mentioned something. I was going to say, sorry about Jack Edwards.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
Yeah, you'd worked with him as well.
Oh, yeah. Many, many times. So, bless his heart.
Yeah.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel says partly sunny and 47 today, tonight in the low 30s. Chance of light rain or snow shower tomorrow, 44. And then a really cold this weekend. Sunny 37 in Dundalk. It's 38 in Millersville. And time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, being at the holiday season, I thought we'd give you a little a double whammy here, mm-hmm. a double segment. First story is a woman in Ohio who loves Fireball whiskey just turned 106. Her name is Florence Hackman, but people call her Fireball Flo because she just loves her Fireball whiskey. She was also in the news last year when Fireball sent her a bunch of swag for her 105th birthday. She's now 106. Here she is making a speech on her birthday.
I'm so happy to still be here and see all you wonderful people. And let's have a good time. Well, how about that? You see, my family always had a lot of fun. We always did. We always had a lot of fun, and I never got over that.
Copious amounts of Fireball whiskey were consumed for her 106th birthday. So imagine you're sitting in a church in Nashville, and all of a sudden one of your fellow parishioners stands up to sing a Christmas song.
All right.
See if you can identify who it is.
Not Dolly.
No. Younger. Think younger.
Yeah. Womack? Leanne Womack?
No.
No.
It is Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Okay. Yeah, Carrie Underwood went to her church, and she doesn't normally do this, but she just got up and volunteered to sing a couple of Christmas carols, Christmas songs for
the congregation.
Yeah. And contribute her part to a wonderful holiday ceremony. So thank you, Carrie, for that. All right, 8:47, and we're talking a little bit about my theory.
Your theory.
Now, Matt Gaetz has they're going to release this report. The chairman of the House Ethics Committee, Matt Guest, who is a Republican. First off, the Democrat Susan Wild was the one guilty of leaking parts of the report to the press. She should be brought up on ethics charges herself. But that never happens in the swamp. And so now Republicans have decided they're going to release. Now, once you've left Congress, the protocol is that they sit on the report. They don't embarrass any members of Congress or whatever the case may be. But they've decided they're going to release it. Matt Gaetz put out a statement saying, I was charged with nothing and was fully exonerated, not even a campaign finance violation. And the people investigating me hated me. Then the very witnesses the DOJ deemed not credible were assembled by the House Ethics to repeat their claims absent any cross-examination or challenge from me or my attorneys. I've had no chance to even confront any accusers. I've never been charged. I've never been sued. Instead, House Ethics reportedly post a report online that I have no opportunity to debate or rebut as a former member of the body. And he goes on, in my single days, I often sent funds to women I dated, even some I never dated, but who asked, and I dated several of these women for years. I never had sexual contact with anyone under 18. Any claim that I would have would be destroyed in court, which is why no such claim has ever been made in court. My 30s were an era of working very hard and playing hard as well. It's embarrassing, though not criminal, that I probably partied, womanized, drank, and smoked more than I should have earlier in life. I have a different life now. So, everybody has done things in their past.
Yeah.
But now they're, and so the question here is why? Why now? He's left. He's not going to be the Attorney General. He's actually quit his seat as a member of Congress.
Yeah, why not?
Why now pile on Matt Gaetz? Now, some are speculating it has to do with if he decides he wants to run for governor of Florida in the future to try to embarrass him politically.
Yeah, poison the waters.
But he's already said he's not interested in that. He's going to join the One America News and have a show as a news anchor on the One America News Network. So the governor thing is out. What if Matt Gaetz would be the replacement for Mike Johnson? What if Donald Trump would ask Matt Gaetz to come in and be the speaker?
Yeah, you don't need to be a member.
Yeah. Does not have to be a member of Congress. Doesn't even have to be a politician. It could be anybody. Now, of course, he would have to be voted in. But if Trump said, that's who I want, and if Elon Musk backed it up with, if you don't vote for that, you're going to get primaried, there might be a good chance Matt Gaetz could win. I think that's the reason why the Republicans are releasing this ethics report.
Well, my feeling is, first of all, it should not be released. However, if it is going to be released, Congress has a slush fund set up so that members can take advantage anonymously of this slush fund to pay off anybody who brings forward embarrassing charges against any member. So any member could dip into this slush fund anonymously. We never know about it, but it was our money being spent to buy people off. Release them all, Sean.
I want those names. I want the names on the Epstein list and the P. Diddy list. I want all the names. Finally, Gaetz has put out a post on X. He goes, someone suggested the following to me. Show up on January 3rd to Congress. Participate in the speaker election. I was elected to the 119th after all. Take the oath. File a privilege motion to expose every Me Too settlement paid during the public funds, even of former members, and then resign and start my new gig.
Yeah,
we'll see. 8:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns. And we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor. Go talk to your broker. Ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway. The usual area is still backed up. 795 going down towards Frederick Road. The inner loop through Green Spring over to the JFX. And the Parkville side still backed up. Not quite the Bel Air Road, but almost. So it's Bel Air Road to Providence Road. Still there. A lot of traffic left over here in the morning on the northeast outer loop. JFX was clear at the city-county line. We're still moving a lot of slow traffic, but at least it's moving going into both the harbor tunnels right now. But look for delays anywhere south around Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street on 895, and 95 has been busy from the bridge at Eastern Avenue as well. They still have the closure on the Hanover Pike. That was a big wreck early this morning. Still shut down, very close to the Carroll County, Baltimore County line. Detours are still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Weather Channel forecast, sunny today, 47 for the high, and then this weekend's going to get bitterly cold. We might not see Kim until the spring. Right now, 37 in Columbia, 37 in the city. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So I heard your prediction there for Speaker of the House. Possibly Matt Gaetz? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking that's the reason that why the Republicans on the House Ethics Committee want this report out there.
Okay.
They want to permanently damage him.
Yeah.
And that is just one possibility.
Yeah. I still think Kevin McCarthy's behind a lot of what you see with
Matt Gaetz. Yeah.
It's sad to watch because he does. He likes to ruin people like Madison Cawthorn out of North Carolina. So we'll see what happens. But I think that was very interesting. Maybe so. Wes Moore, our favorite governor. Right? He wants to put $50.8 million into vacant housing in Baltimore City. Like, this is something new, right? We took money into Baltimore City all the time.
This will fix it permanently, though.
Yeah, that's going to fix it, right? Yeah. The schools, the crime, the violence, the rat infestations. Nobody's going to care about that. They just want a new house.
Yeah. Well, they'll be nice places for the drug addicts to shoot up in.
Exactly, yeah. But we don't have any money. So, again, what are we doing?
If you have an entire block that's deserted, raise it, make it a park. That's all. Knock it all down, make it a park.
Or reach out to the private sector. Why are we always spending taxpayer dollars on stuff like this? You know, or clean up the school system. They never touch that.
Nobody in the private sector would touch it. That's why.
But that's not quite right, because there are areas where if you have an area like north of Patterson Park that is partially yuppified and partially not, you're going to find people who are going to go there and flip those units.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, but
if you owned a business, would you send 1 cent into any of these vacant homes in Baltimore City and into these areas?
No, because I'm not a guy who flips houses. But I do think that there'd be people potentially in the private sector who would say, "Yeah, okay, give it to me the right price, and I'll give it a try."
Okay, so you flip the house, and you build a nice neighborhood. Who's going to live there? Who's going to live there with a horrible education system, a horrible crime rate, crumbling infrastructure?
Well, the same people are there now.
The people in an office with all the leadership skills of a caboose.
Yeah but the same people who would be looking to buy in Canton or Fells Point or other areas right now, you know. The young...
Well, unless you're going to gentrify the whole city,
right.
Then that's a whole different story.
That's possibly what's going on when you're looking at the Inner Harbor and the rebuild with David Bramble. That's what I think is going to happen. But you're right. The deal has to be that they have to at least fix the education system, especially in those neighborhoods, because nobody would really want to stay there.
Good school, safe streets.
Unless you have kids that you can take to private school, you drive them every morning, you know, like some of us do. So I don't know, but we'll talk about that. Also, the water bills will rise in Baltimore City. Very interesting that this just comes out after the election.
What a shock.
Oh,
I'm just so surprised.
We're about to get hammered big time in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean his usual weekend. He means tax-wise.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not talking about Paul Pelosi either.
So and then we'll also talk about the CR, of course, and Speaker Johnson as well.
All right, very good. Kim is coming up next.
Guys.
Right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for that. Luigi Mangione is due to have a hearing this morning in Pennsylvania to answer to the charges, local charges, and then there'll be an extradition hearing, and whether or not there'll be a waiver. It is expected that he's going to waive extradition and then could face arraignment in New York by this afternoon as a possibility.
Wow.
And a new poll out saying 41% of young voters say that UnitedHealthcare CEO murder was acceptable.
Yeah. That's scary stuff.
Acceptable.
Welcome to the mob.
Yeah. That's what we have going on in our culture.
Welcome to the mob.
So that is very, very disturbing. So we'll have the latest developments on that for you tomorrow morning right here on The Morning Drive.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. It's the perfect time right now to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Halls sale right now. You can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health, from essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and a whole lot more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With rescue, you can enforce or reinforce your immune system, your boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health and visit res-q.com and do it today.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us here on the program this morning. Thanks for all your emails and texts. Sorry if we didn't get to all of them, but we do receive hundreds of them. Can't read all of them on the air, but we do appreciate them and keep them coming. We love hearing your opinions and thoughts as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be back again. Don't forget, Kim is up next from 9 to noon. Don't forget, Rob Carson, noon to 3. Drive home with Sean Hannity. We're back at 6 tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.